got to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way. Stand up, stand up, stand up.
Uniting the races, uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. Amazing. It's Friday again. You know that means. Not only is it White History Friday, White History Month Friday, you can get involved by calling 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse. And my biblical question for this week. And it is a doozy, and it is helpful for those who want to know themselves. Knowing yourself is probably the number one thing you should do in life. Not probably, it is. And all other things should be secondary. Which is most important to you? How people treat you or how you treat them? Which is most important to you? Is how people treat you or how you treat them? Very important question. It's a doozy. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And we are heard Monday through Friday around the world. And for the flat earthers, up and down the earth, up and down the earth. And so different time zones, which mean that people are doing different things at different times. And so they may not be able to just sit and watch and listen to the show. You can podcast and you can listen to the show no matter where you are and what you're doing, no matter what. You could be fighting, because everybody loves to fight nowadays, especially women. You could be fighting at McDonald's. You could be guests on other people's shows and fighting. You could be whatever. You can be an illegal alien and then be accused, because you know ICE is coming, and you can be accused, you can accuse ICE of kidnapping your mama, and then you hold a press conference saying, where's my mama? ICE kidnapped my mama, and we need a GoFundMe place, space, page, and then you find out, allegedly, later, mama set it all up, and mama up in Bakersfield at the mall. But you, your kids, your family, your friends are holding up a sign, I can't find my mama. No, senor, no. Did you steal the food from the refrigerator while cleaning my place? No, no, senor, senor, no. We don't steal. No, we don't steal, senor. It was just a white hill backpack so full of stuff. It wasn't like that when you came in. But allegedly, right? You can be listening to the show on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. 4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. So it's Open Line Friday. Open Line Friday means you talk about what you want to talk about. And because we love the blacks, and the blacks always say, well, y'all don't love us. You don't pay attention to us. You don't take time for us. We now have Black Friday. This was before the Civil Rights Movement, when blacks were independent, civilized people. And this is now.
I love the blacks.
You do make disparaging remarks towards black people.
Be black.
I want to make sure we agree on that first.
No, we disagree.
Hold on.
I want to ask.
Ask. Well, and the things that you do, I just like I say, I want to hate you, but Trump won't let me.
Hey.
What?
What's wrong with the blacks? First you love me, then you hate me. That's a game for a fool. Break up to make up, that's all we do. First you love me, then you hate me. What a mess. Amazing. I gotta say this. Last night we had the Women's Forum. Every third Thursday night of the month. Number one, everybody and they mama showed up. If you're black, everybody and their mother showed up if you're white. Really. And the meeting, I was sitting there and I'm paying attention as I'm listening to what the ladies were saying about whatever. And I'm thinking, how fortunate are we, all men and women who are working on themselves, and you're starting to understand and know what you know, discovered about yourself. Because most human beings, most, do not know anything about themselves. They don't know that there's another way, a real way, the true way to live. And they don't know that something is wrong with the spiritual motor of the body, of the mind. You know, something wrong with your car, and you find out, oh, the car doesn't sound so good, or I need a checkup for my car. And you take it to the shop, or you get a repair. But most people never go to the shop of their spiritual life and get it repaired. They spend a whole lifetime driving a broken car in their imagination, in their thoughts and emotions. They spend a lifetime like that. And to be listening to these ladies and seeing the honesty and sincerity in their heart as to really want to overcome it and what they're starting to see for themselves, about themselves, and facing it, it was mind-blowing, really. And everybody and mama showed up. And so the meeting ended kind of, it didn't end late, but it ended. And so I ended up getting to bed late, but it's all worth it. It just, I rejoice in knowing that I'm going to a Sunday fellowship at Barn. I'm going to the men's forum at Barn, the ladies' forum, giving talks and doing the radio stuff. I am learning so much or realizing so much it's not even funny about myself and human nature. I count it all joy. And I noticed that the ladies are excited. They can't wait to get to the next meeting, whether it's the fellowship or the ladies' forum or whatever, because they're starting to catch on. And the devil's starting to say, oh, you don't need to go tonight. It's just, you're going to hear the same thing. Oh, just stay home. and they're not falling for it. So, ladies, those who are at the meetings and those who are outside of the country and can't be at the meeting or different states, stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. And the truth will make you free. It was really, it was just worth it. Worth it. And so I get home. By the time I get settled, I close my eyes. Only for a moment. And the moment was gone. I was like, what the? I close my eyes. Only for a moment, and the moment was gone, but it's all worth it. I can sleep anytime, you know what I mean? So right on, ladies, stay with it, stay with it, just stay with it, really. And don't let the imagination talk to you out working on yourself, and don't let other people talk to you out of it, because the demons and other people do not want you to be free, and they work hard to get you to stop. And then they rejoice, and you cry. Because once you stop, you're going to regret it. It's best not to come out of hell than to come out and end up going back. It is not pretty. Amazing. A spiritual battle, warfare between good and evil. And when you conquer your world within, you conquer the whole world. You really do. It's crazy how that is. Meaning crazy that you can't imagine what I'm saying. You got to live it. You got to see it for yourself. When you conquer the world inside of you, you conquer the world outside of you. And you become one. And once you become one, you become whole. Ain't no stopping me now. I'm on the move. Really, it's mind-blowing. So I encourage you ladies around the world, those who are working on it themselves, stay with it, just stay with it, and just stay with it. And the truth will love you, and the truth will work for you, and the truth will make you free. All right? A spiritual battle like never before. You know how some of you are aware that ICE, baby, is cleaning up America for the first time in a long time, many years ago. And they are going around and they are collecting illegal aliens, people who have entered the country illegally, men and women and children. And they're taking them back and then I noticed that whenever these illegal aliens are caught, they go hold a press conference. My mama was caught. The illegal alien, the ICE took my mama. And everybody cry and act like they care, and they hold a press conference. If you really were concerned that your mama and daddy were taken back to your country, why didn't you have a press conference? Think about that. What's that about? Well, according to this story, from KTLA 5. Some of these illegal aliens, and I'm not surprised, trying to profit off of this, according to the stories. They're trying to make money off this. They ain't scared of going back home. KTLA 5 has reported the U.S. Department of Justice announced charges against a 41-year-old undocumented mother from South Central L.A., accusing her of orchestrating a fake kidnapping. Fake! Which is worse, to be a fake legal citizen or a fake kidnapping? Watch this from KTLA 5.
The Department of Homeland Security says Julie Calderon made this whole story up, that it was a hoax, that she blamed federal agents while stoking fear in the community.
Free Julie now!
Back on June 30th, family and friends of Julie Calderon claimed she was kidnapped in this Jack in the Box parking lot off Alameda and South L.A. by federal agents or people working with them.
Ununiformed men in unmarked cars kidnapped Julie.
But the U.S. Attorney's Office says that was a lie in its criminal complaint. They say these are photos of Calderon, a citizen of Mexico, on June 25th, parking her Toyota in the fast food parking lot, getting out and then walking across the street to get into another vehicle at this gas station and later driving away. Days went by and the family set up a GoFundMe to help find her. And they also filed a missing persons case with LAPD.
She was taken straight from here to the border and pressured to sign self-deportation paperwork.
Is this the land of the free? Help my mom. Help my mama. Señor, do you steal? No. No, no, no. I don't steal, señor. Señor, no. Did you take the detergent from the wash and dry area when you finish cleaning the laundry today at my place? No, señor. Señor, no. Let me see. Señor, no. No steal, señor. Señor, no. No steal. Why your bag is full of detergent? And where my detergent? I don't know, señor. See, I don't know no steel. And so this GoFundMe page said, their mama suffered from chronic asthma. I bet she does. They had all the, they holding signs talking about where my mama. Oh, we love my mama. She's my favorite girl. Always love my mama. She brought me in this world. What a mess, huh? According to the story, they were lying. And they had a press, or she was taken all the way down to the border against her will, they say. Federal investigators say she was never in federal custody. Watch this.
Federal investigators say Calderon was never in federal custody. And on July 4th, they located her with this woman at a parking lot in Bakersfield. Investigators say she stuck to her story. She'd been kidnapped. And these are photos investigators say Calderon created to make it appear as if she was in custody and being mistreated. But the U.S. Attorney's Office says she orchestrated the phony kidnapping to generate public sympathy and solicit donations.
Wow. It's all about the money. Show me the money. What a mess, huh? If this is true. Allegedly, what a mess. And here she up there in the parking lot of Bakersfield looking just as fat and sassy. Fat as a pig. This is the hell on earth in human beings. Hell on earth in human beings. And by the way, ladies, thank you all for the water and stuff you brought me last night to help me with my little health. I appreciate it. A lot of nice stuff. What a mess, huh? Hell is in human beings. And it comes through human beings to the earth. And you can live in this world of hell around you and be free from it. I'm telling you that for a fact. You can live, but you got to come out of the world by coming out of your imagination. You conquer the world in your imagination, overcome the world in your imagination, you will overcome the world out there inside of others. It's so crazy that beautifully crazy, Lord. I'm not talking about crazy, crazy, Lord. I mean, beautiful. That it's been done. That you can be free right now. You can be free right now and never be in prison of thoughts and emotions. All thoughts are all lies all the time. Just think about that. And you live a life of misery because you've been set up. The moment you popped out of your mama's womb, all people, not just one, not just one race, not rich or poor, they gave you false identities. The moment you popped out, they didn't leave you innocent. They didn't leave you alone and let you just discover and grow up by the light that was supposed to be in the parents and the light of God that was in you as a kid. They attached you to identities. And they told you to live this way and that way and be this and be that and buy a house and buy this and get married and have children. And they set you up and took you away from peace. Because you have been trying to live up to what they have taught you. You've been trying to live up to those identities, not knowing that they're false identities. And all in your life, you've been trying to be something or be somebody instead of being nothing or no one. You've been trying to be something. You've been trying to be a good lawyer, a good wife, a good husband, a good teacher, a good this, a good friend, a good this, and you're failing at it. You've been trying to be successful, and you get a little money maybe. You get a three-bedroom home, and you get this thrill. Oh, God, I got a three-bedroom home. And then the thrill lasts for a minute. Now you want a four-bedroom. You want another thrill. So now you need a four-bedroom home because the three-bedroom, the thrill is gone. And you're looking for another thrill. You gossip about people because of the thrill, and you find others to gossip with you because gossiping alone is not enough after a while. The thrill is not enough. You need to find another demon to gossip with or get revenge with. You could be free of your thrills. The thrill is gone. The thrill is gone. The thrill is gone away from me. Amazing. Here's a man who, according to the story, tried to profit from your weakness and his fake racism hoax. Watch this from ABC 13. A man who alleged a hate crime at his property, his own property, according to the story, in 2023 has been detained by the Federal Bureau of Investigation. Listen, this is hell on earth inside of human beings. Watch this.
We're back with an unexpected twist to a story about an alleged hate crime we first covered 2 years ago.
When I first sat down in Mario Roberson's Cypress living room in June 2023, he claimed the truth was coming out.
I think the Lord brings to light. When evil was out there, he shined.
Just 2 hours earlier, two people had been killed in an explosion at Roberson's Huntsville rental home. An incident he repeatedly implied was linked to alleged racism in the neighborhood's HOA.
Racism, power, hungriness, money has gotten us to this place.
Weeks before the fire, Roberson contacted ABC 13, claiming the HOA was behind racist graffiti on his home. But in a newly unsealed federal indictment, authorities claim Roberson orchestrated both the graffiti and arson, hiring a family member who hired two others to help start the fire, all part of a purported attempt to collect insurance money.
Oh, racism. And the Lord gonna have it all come out. The Lord knows. Racism is ugly racism. Oh, Jesus. Help me, Lord. Racism everywhere. And according to this story, this man hired some other family member to help him. And now some of them are dead. They got killed in the fire. according to this report. Authorities believe that the arson attempt was botched, leading to the death of two other people. Watch this.
Law enforcement believes the arson attempt was bungled, killing two of the three men, including Roberson's relative. This body camera video shows authorities confronting the sole survivor who had just run from the building on fire.
This dude, he told me, bring him out here to Huntsville.
All right.
He said somebody was doing a numbers job.
And a numbers job, according to law enforcement, is commonly used to describe insurance fraud. Now, 13 investigates found that Roberson owed more than $26,000 in back taxes on that property. The county put it up for sale just 2 days after he first contacted our team.
I ain't gonna lose my house. Let's get some insurance money all day. But let's use racism to get it done. Because the white folk are gonna run scared and the black people are gonna believe, yeah, you know racism exists. Yeah, these white folk try to stop us. They racist. According to this report, this guy found two or three other family members to help him do this. And two of them were killed in the fire that they started. How come he didn't tell me, y'all better get out of the house? I'm about to set this house on fire. If it's true. Allegedly, I'm about to set this house on fire. Y'all better get out of here. I'm going to collect some insurance. Show me the money. While the Mexican illegal alien allegedly up there trying to get GoFundMe money from ICE, so-called raid, the black man going to use racism, according to the story, to get some insurance money. God, he about to lose his building. What a mess! Don't tell me human nature is not evil. Look around you, start with self, and look at somebody else. You're looking at evil. That person you're looking at right now will stab you in the back so fast it made your head swim. That person that you're looking at right now, if you're still married, look over at your wife or look over at your husband. They can snap because everybody been told anger is good and kill you. And they wonder, what happened? Why did I do that? I lost my mind. Because that's what evil does. Something has made a home in you. And it causes you to think and feel and act in ways that blows your mind. And you think it's you. Because you won't even look at yourself to see it's not you so that you can overcome. You say, oh, my emotions. You don't love my, you don't cater to my emotions. Where's the love? You don't love me. You don't cater to my emotions. You don't care. You're not emotional. Meaning that you don't cater to my hell. I need to cater to my hell and I need you to cater to it too. Or you don't love me. And then you're so crazy you try to cater to hell, someone's emotion. How crazy can you be? Never cater to a person's emotion. They're trying to control you. 888-775-3773. Quick break. Your phone calls at Super Chats as soon as I get back. Back in a moment. Run from evil within yourself or outside of self. You got to deal with it. And you need good in order to deal with evil. And God is good. You need to return to the Father, and you'll see within you, he will fight the battle for you. And he will fight it without, because he will show you how to deal with it. And you will have no fear. Love God with all your heart, all your soul, all your might, along with nothing else. Nothing else means yourself, your children, your wife, your things, your ego, your reputation, and all that. You can't care about any of that. The children of anger will use it to control you. But if you love God, he will renew your mind, and none of those things will be before him. And so when they go after you, oh, well, you may take my body, you may take my things, but you're not going to take my soul. And that's a true reality. Anchor Baby and I was talking during the break about the fire situation with the alleged these people trying to collect money for the insurance thing. We both were wondering how come they didn't tell the person to get out of the house in time. You know what? Y'all better get out of this house. I'm going to set this fire at 11:01. So at 11, y'all better be out of this house. Cause fire start fast. And they were supposed to be allegedly all in on it. It wasn't like they didn't know, according to the story, about there was going to be a fire. We got to collect this insurance. I know they're black, but are you that black and slow? You can't even do an arson fire. You get killed. You get burned up. Y'all better get out of here. This fire going to start. Y'all know this is part of the plan. If this is true, right? Allegedly. And they get burned up in the fire. How does that happen? And then this messing lady going to act like ICE got her. She'd have made her own pictures like she in prison. According to the story. Allegedly. And now she want to go find me. And they hold her a press conference saying, where is Mama? Mama over there at Bakerfield. The devil, can't you hear the devil telling them to do that? And the devil told them that it's going to work. The devil like, go and get cousin Leroy and cousin Joe, and y'all go and set a fire. And then JoJo going to get the insurance money, going to give y'all a little bit. And y'all go do this now. Like, oh, okay, devil, that makes sense. That makes sense, devil. And they go and do it, and then two of them get killed. they didn't have a fire alarm system at that place. Normally, black people have fire alarm system in their home, and then when they come on the radio show, you can hear it going off. The whole time they're trying to have a conversation. No batteries. They probably had no batteries. What a mess! Huh? But anyway, allegedly, today is a busy day. The Hake Report, HAKE Report, is coming up right after my show, JLP Show, from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. And James Hake is on fire. One white man with good hair, he's not afraid. I ain't afraid of no black. And then the American Anchor Baby. Energy given to him, not alone, but a gift. Oh, no, I forgot. My bad, it's Friday. After the Hate Report on Fridays, it's a brand new episode of The Fallen State TV. My back. And I had a very interesting discussion with Flint Anderson. You're going to like this. Really. It was interesting. He is the founder and executive director of the nonprofit organization Pain, Parents, and Addicts in Need. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
Are you saying you used drugs at one time?
I did. Opiates.
That's a white man's drug.
It's everybody's drug. I got clean and sober in 2001. And the next thing you know, I had parents calling me saying, can you help me with my kid?
Oh, okay.
Those of us that wind up in long-term usage, we have that love affair with it.
A lot of men and women are suffering because that order of God is not there.
Life is too short for all this nonsense.
All this mess.
It's a mess.
A real mess. What a opiah, Nick. Do you know?
Opiates, yeah, it's like a painkiller, a powerful painkiller.
Yeah. You get it over the counter?
No, this is the prescription type stuff.
Oh, you get it at the border with the illegal?
Or at the border at the legal, or at the corner on the street.
Oh, yeah?
It depends. You know, it's either produced into a pharmaceutical drug, or it's produced, or the raw materials are produced into, like, street drugs.
Oh, fentanyl is an example of an opioid. Oh, okay. Correct. So they didn't have that drug when I was growing up?
No, I'm sure they had it. They've had opiates for a long time. In fact, they've had opium, which is derived from this flower, for a long, long time. It's an ancient thing.
Oh, the Indian had it.
Yeah, and the Chinese. Well, it was given to the Chinese, maybe. But
they were given to them.
Well, it was allegedly a war thing a long time ago.
Opium is from China.
Not originally, I don't believe.
Oh.
But it's a very old thing, and it did get there at one point.
Oh, he's asking if it's from China.
That's right.
Oh, okay. That's a mess. Would you prefer pot or opium?
Yes, neither, man. There, I think pot, if you're going to ask me. I mean, you're giving me two. I have to smoke one. I don't know the other one. I'll take the devil I know.
There you go. Amazing. But you're going to enjoy, and you can become a member of the Fallen State right there on the YouTube channel, thefallenstate.tv, and locals.com as well. You can support us there. And after the Fallen State today, the brand new episode, The American Anchor Baby. Energy all over the place. It is everywhere. In the parking lot, working on his car, flying the airplane. And he will be live. You'll be live today, Nick?
We'll find out. You know, we might be working on some stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
we got a project that we're working on.
We might.
Okay.
And even if what you're thinking doesn't work out, something else might.
That's right.
But okay. Thanks for liking and subscribing.
Yes, thanks for liking and subscribing. And don't forget to like and follow and subscribe us as well on the social media stuff. Amazing. So, and then come on down to Sunday morning fellowship. All are invited. And it's amazing fellowship. RebuildingTheMan.com/church. And doors open at 10:30. The meeting starts at 11 a.m. Pacific time, 2 p.m. Eastern time. If you can't be there, watch it online. It's amazing. Work on yourself, folks. What's wrong with working on yourself? Don't be lazy. Work on, you heard the golf pro guy said, what's the point? I win all these games. I play hard. And it's just a moment's thrill. He's like, what's the point? Stop loving your thrills. Daniel is a first-time caller out of Tennessee. Daniel, you're on the air.
Hey, how are you?
Happy White History Month, Daniel.
Happy White History Month.
That's amazing.
Hey.
Hey, Daniel. So,
yeah.
You love white people?
Yeah. I love everybody.
Are you white?
No.
Do you love white people?
Well, I'm half white.
You and where's your other half?
I'm Latino.
Oh God. Do you love white people?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, nice. Go ahead. Happy White History Month, Daniel?
No, I'm just having issues with the wife. Just trying to figure out, you know, our whole situation. You know, my wife is kind of unhappy with our situation. I like to work. I'm a hard worker, but the wages around here are really poor. I kind of feel like I'm selling myself short. So, you know, I run my own business, but it's got its ups and downs. Some days I make no money. Some days I make a lot of money. So it's just inconsistent. Admittedly, I do admit that I have been pretty selfish and invested a lot of that money into myself and into my own hobbies and stuff, and haven't really given as much back to, you know, providing for my wife and providing for her stuff and, you know, for our son's stuff.
And so how long you been married?
About 4 years.
So if I'm reading you right, your wife is upset because you're not spending enough money on them?
That's one of the reasons, but it's also comes down to a lot of resentment.
And does that mean you're not paying? Is your wife working?
No.
So are you saying you're not paying the bills and buying groceries and things like that?
I mean, I'm doing that. I'm doing the bare minimum. But the thing is, you know, my wife is, you know, considering, you know, so it's like she's talking about getting her own job and, you know, even getting her own place temporarily so that we can not be fighting so much and so that she has her own space. I mean, it's nothing about taking away our kid. Like, we'd be doing 50-50, you know, raising our son and being close by. But it's just an issue of, you know, I don't want that. And we already have a house that, you know, we don't need to be doing that and doing two different. I mean, it just doesn't make sense.
So your wife is upset at you because you're not giving her money? What is she angry at you about?
She's not angry. She's just resentful and just in general, just kind of feel like, you know, it's kind of done with the relationship.
Oh, so she just doesn't want to be with you anymore?
Yeah, probably.
I don't love you no more. No more, no more. How do you, so like, it's not about the money or lack of. It is.
It's partially about that.
And what's the other partial?
Just resentment that's built up, you know. We weren't really, we were kind of, you know, in a bad spot in our relationship before she got pregnant with our son. So, you know, that kind of locked us in, but before that, I don't even know if, you know, it would have continued.
Why did you make a baby with her then, knowing that you were already fighting?
I don't know. I was young and dumb.
Yeah.
And, you know, I love her. And I know that she loves me. It's just a different kind of love than how we first started. And I guess how we first started is more of a lust kind of thing.
And how long have you been married?
Like I said, 4 years about.
Oh, 4 years. And why do you think you love her?
Because I don't think I love her. that's a difficult question.
Why is that a difficult question? You said you love her. Why do you think you love her?
Why do I think that I love her?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I know what you're going to say if I say, oh, she's my wife or she's the mother of my children. And, you know, I know.
How do you know what I'm going to say? And you may
because
be right.
I watched your show.
Oh. And so, and that's why you can't, that's why you can't answer how you know if you love her or not?
How do I know that I love her? Because, because I would sacrifice my life for her.
What life?
This, you know, physical life.
You won't even sacrifice your life for your own freedom. How are you going to sacrifice your life for your wife?
What do you mean for my own freedom?
You're living in hell and you won't even overcome your own hell.
How do you mean?
So how are you going to, we'll come back to that. It was a good question. But how do you know you love her?
Like I said, you know, I'm willing to sacrifice myself for my family.
But you won't even, you won't even give her money.
Child. Because when I feel like I have to sacrifice myself, you know, to make money, I have to sacrifice my time, my body, my energy, and all that, and I'm only making like $10 an hour, I feel like that's a waste. It's not what I'm worth.
You're worth more than $10 an hour?
Absolutely.
How much are you worth?
You can't put a price on it.
Well, how do you know you're worth more than $10 an hour then?
Because in other areas of the country, I've worked for a lot more than that.
And so and how much are you worth?
There is no, like I said, there is no price. Like, you can't put a price on time. I mean, it's kind of, it's priceless.
So then how you know you're worth more than $10?
Because priceless kind of means like it's infinite. Like it's more than, you know, you can even put down on a number. It's just, it's time.
So you believe you believe you're worth $100 million?
I mean, look, no one's going to pay that. but
so how much are you worth?
I don't know. I mean, I think that a better question to ask is how much would I work for? Right?
Sound like $10 an hour.
No, hell no.
But aren't you working for $10 right now?
No. Like I said, I do my own thing. I do my own business. But
oh, I see.
So I'm not making as much as I'm not making as consistent of the amount of jobs that I want.
You said that you lay down your life for your wife, right? Why
Absolutely.
Won't you lay down your time for your wife? Uh-huh.
I would, but it feels like I'm selling myself short whenever I work for people up here in this backwards ass state.
Okay, so you're not making... Why don't you get two jobs up there in that BA state?
That's what I'm considering doing.
Okay. So let me ask, because of time, you say you love your wife, and you know that because you lay down your life. You die for her physically, right?
Yeah, and our son.
And then you say your wife love you?
Yes.
And how? Why do you say she love you? How do you know she love you?
Because I'm more in tune with her, you know, mentally, emotionally, than you know. I don't know. I know that she's a very genuine person, and you know, she's not a lying woman or you know. A cheater or anything like that.
What do you mean you're in tune with her mentally and emotional?
She's just very honest.
How do you know what do you mean you're in tune with her mentally and emotional? What do you mean by that?
We just have a bond.
You have the same mindset and emotion that she has?
No. We just have a bond.
What's
we
a bond?
Like, you know, when our son was born, like, you know, I developed a bond with him. It's like a physical and mental connection to somebody.
So you're physically and mentally connected to your wife?
I guess, yeah.
And why would you do that? How are you going to help her if you're in hell with her?
That's a good question. How do you disconnect and how do you disconnect while still, you know, being a good husband?
That was a question. How are you going to help her and you're in hell with her?
I don't know if I am in hell with her.
You just said you're connected to her mentally and emotionally. How are you going to help her if you're in hell with her?
I guess I won't be able to.
So why did you go in hell with your wife?
I didn't make that choice consciously.
Right, that's true. So why not come out of the hell, her hell? You have enough hell already inside of you, your mama's hell. Why not come out of her hell so you can come out of your hell, and then you can see how to lead your family?
How do I do that?
Forgive your mother.
My mother's dead.
Even though she's dead, realize she cannot help herself, and that you'll become like her. And the woman you're married to is your mother, and that's why you can't guide her. And knowing that you can't help yourself will cause you to realize your mother could not help herself, but to recreate her image, as her mother did to her, and then forgive her. Realize she couldn't help her, and God will forgive you. Then you'll come out of the mental and emotional hell of your wife. You can't help your wife if you're in hell with her.
Yeah.
Your mother couldn't help herself. She didn't have love for you or herself or anyone. All she had to give you was hell, misery. And now you're married to your mother who's giving you more hell. And you try
My mother tried to give me everything materially and tried to, like, you know, tried to be like spoil me.
I rest my case. You got to forgive her for that. She set you up.
I know.
And just realize she couldn't help it. She had no love. So that God can forgive you and bring you out of your hell so you can come out of your wife's hell. You don't want to be in hell with your wife. How are you going to help her? No wonder she want to leave you.
Why do you say that?
Because she want a man that would bring her out of her hell, not a man that would go in hell with her. You can't help
right.
her.
But
you can't help her as long as you're attached to her mentally and emotionally. And that's not love.
Right.
That's hate.
Huh. So then I should be disconnected from her?
100%.
Okay.
You should be connected to truth, not to your wife or to your automobile, to your home, to other people or anything. You should be one with truth only. And if your wife want to leave, you're like, oh, okay, see you later, alligator. But you're connected with your wife and you can't have her leaving.
Well, I mean, it ain't that, though.
What is it, then?
Well, it's not like, you know, there's a lot of men that, you know, I've watched your show a lot. There's a lot of men that are, like, you know, begging their wife to stay and blah, 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 blah. And I don't do nothing like that. I mean, I say, you know, you do what you want to do.
You tell her she's free to go?
Yeah, I never, you know, begged her to stay or anything like that. But in my mind, you know, it just makes me upset. It makes me sad.
Begging then. It's in the mind. It's the same thing, man. You shouldn't be feeling anything about her leaving. Zero. Not in the mind or in the physical or anywhere. Can you hold for a minute?
Absolutely.
All right, hold on, bud. 888-7753-773. Quick break. Hate news, not the fake news, and I'll be back in a moment. Check out Punchy's Coffee. I have my own coffee now. Punchy Coffee is good. Every bag is roasted to order. Freshest flavor. Top quality. Specialty grade beans. Good. Every dime goes back to Bar, my nonprofit. And we are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. So when you're drinking coffee and enjoying it, just know you're helping somebody. Amazing coffee. Punchy has his own coffee now. What the? And it's so good. All the way from the plantation to my own coffee. Who would have thought? Did that coffee come from the plantation? Did I pick my own coffee? Check it out. Go to rebuildingtheman.com, rebuildingtheman.com/stores, and get Punchy's coffee. We'll be right back.
a whole lot of mess going on in the world. LGBT suicide crisis hotline is shut down. Now it's the same crisis hotline for everyone. Equal treatment. Nice. And so also the Doge cuts. Looks like it may be signed into law because I think the Senate approved it or House Republicans approved it, whatever. And Emil Bove, one of my top 100 favorite Jews, he looks like he may be approved or he's getting advanced or something like that. I don't know. Oh, okay. The Senate Judiciary Committee voted to advance him. So I guess the Senate at whole has to approve him. So hopefully he'll be approved as a judge pick by our greatest president, Trump. Now, I don't always like Trump's judge and justice, Supreme Court justice picks. In fact, hardly ever do I like them. But I like this guy mainly because they hate him so bad and they're fighting against him so bad. But then again, they hated and fought against Kavanaugh. Remember Kavanaugh, who likes beer? And he's not the best, but he's probably the best of the justices whom Trump picked from the Supreme Court. But anyway, this is not about my opinion. This is about hate news, not fake news. And this is the end of hour one already of Black Friday. Get it off your chest day. Hang tight, callers and viewers and listeners and super chatters. Well, you can be super chatting right now. The lines are full, but you can call in every so often just in case a line opens up, even during hate news. And JLP will be right back for hour two. Hang tight, everyone. And after the Jason Lee Peterson Show, the Hake Report, and then the Fallen State, and then possibly we shall see American Anchor Baby, but they got stuff in the works, okay? So he's not being lazy. He's never lazy. And by the way, shout out to the ladies. I heard the Women's Forum was awesome. Wow, cool. RebuildingTheMan.com/events, Church with Jesse Lee Peterson on Sunday. Make sure you do join us in person if you can, or online live if you cannot, or podcast it afterwards. Audio, podcast, or video. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN reports the Trump administration has ended the 988 Suicide and Crisis Hotline specialized service for LGBTQ+ youth. Previously, people who called 988 for help with suicide, which was a Biden thing, right? I guess. I don't know. For help, they could press 3 for to be gay, to reach the counselors specifically trained to respond to the needs of this so-called community. Huh? Since it launched in 2022 under evil Joe Biden, nasty, creepy Joe Biden, who caters to the gays and the blacks and everything evil and women and all that stuff. Not in a good way, right? This specialized service has received nearly 1.5 million calls since 2022, but no more shall it be, which is probably a good thing because it probably validated the evil in those young people, which is not right. So call Bond for counseling, everybody, if you need it, if you want it. RebuildingTheMan.com/counseling, 1-800-411-BOND, 1-800-411-2663. House Republicans approved the package of the $9 billion in spending cuts overnight, a win to our greatest president, Trump. About $8 billion pulled from the U.S. Agency for International Development, USAID, programs. Another $1.1 billion withdrawn from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, which helps fund NPR and PBS, far-left extremist outlets. And so we'll see what happens. I think they're already starting to fire people just in anticipation. Republicans on the Senate Judiciary Committee voted on Thursday to advance the nomination of Emil Bove, our greatest president's former personal attorney, to a federal judgeship. Very cool. Over the loud protests of demon rats, I call them Democrats, who walked out of the committee proceedings. Like earlier this week, I mentioned this, more than 75 former state and federal former judges, right, called on the panel to reject Emil Bove, saying that he mistreated law enforcement officers or something dumb like that. I don't buy it. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP. Hour two.
Why? celebrate with my friends. It's what history wants. So be sure to tell everyone. There will always be different months to celebrate. This month's gonna be white history.
It's white
history month. And I'm gonna celebrate America. It's white history month. And I'm gonna scream it to everyone. There will always be different months to celebrate. This month's gonna be white history.
Yeah. Amazing. Happy White History Month. July is White History Month. Love it, White History Month. I have a White History moment coming up for you, gonna blow your mind. Didn't I blow your mind this time? Didn't I? Happy White History Month. We are uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning again. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question, which is most important to you? How you treat, how people treat you, or how you treat them? How people treat you, or how you treat them? Which is most important to you? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about running around, you can podcast the shows no matter where you are in the world. You can podcast, but you can be listening live on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com. buymeacoffee.com/JOP talk or bond JOP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It is Friday, open line Friday / Black Friday. That's what then and this is now. I love the blacks.
You do make disparaging remarks towards black people.
Be black.
I want to make sure we agree on that first.
No, we disagree.
Hold on.
I want to ask.
And the things that you do, I just like I say, I want to hate you, but Trump won't let me.
Hey, what's wrong with the blacks? Amazing. What's wrong with the blacks? 888-77-JESSE. I want to go back to Daniel, first time call out of Tennessee. I put him on hold. Daniel been married 4 years, has a little son now, and he's worth more than $10 an hour, Daniel is, and his wife want to leave, and we try to figure out what to do. Daniel. Hey, Daniel.
Hey.
Thanks for holding. So your question for me is what?
I don't really remember where we left off on.
We left off with you saying that you, forgiving your mother and stuff like that, because right now you are emotionally and mentally attached to your wife.
Right.
And you need to forgive your mother.
I was just going to say, is it not something that's like, So what you're saying is that, you know, my woman would actually appreciate it if I just kind of just didn't care at all?
100%.
Okay.
Your wife, and care don't mean this kind of care you're thinking. Your wife would love you if you were not connected to her, if you were not emotional, and mentally you had the same mindset, emotion she has. And your wife would love you if you knew how to deal with her. You don't know how to deal with a woman because you have not put God, you have not put truth first. You put the woman first. And as a result of putting the woman first, the woman is your God. And you don't know how to deal right. with her because she is right. your God.
Right.
And she hates you for that.
How do I put God first? How do I put truth first?
By looking within and living from within and overcoming your hell, allowing the truth to bring you out of your own hell that you're living in by being aware of it. And just your mind should only be set on truth. That's all. It should not be set on your wife. It should not be thinking about the future or the past or money and all that. You get out and work and make a living, but your mind should only be set on the truth. But because you have your mother's mindset, your mind is set on the woman, and you make her your God, right. and so the truth cannot help you because the woman is your God.
So when you say truth, are you talking about just like real life affairs, like money, et cetera, bills, stuff like that, or are you talking about scripture, or are you talking about both?
I'm talking about your psychological, emotional state of being is not on truth. It's on evil, and you call it good. You're not you're working on the outside of yourself, but you're doing nothing on the inside. So you're not maturing spiritually. You may be maturing physically. You have a physical grown-up body, but spiritually you're still a kid. You're lost.
How do I go, inside and start fixing that up?
By becoming aware that you're angry and knowing that anger is evil and it's not allowing you to be who you really are. And so you become aware of all those thoughts and emotions, the ones that make you feel good and the ones that make you feel bad, the ones that stresses you out, or the ones that just be aware of that. But you got to first forgive your mother for who really created you, her image. You became that way because of her as a kid. And now you have the woman's mindset. That's why your mind is on the woman and not on the truth. And so forgive your mother for what she's done to you. God will forgive you when you realize you're wrong for being angry. And he'll draw you into the inside of you and cause you to see the not you. You're not your thoughts. You're not your emotions. You're not your body. You're not the time, and you're not past time, and you're not future time. You're right now. He would cause that to happen, and he would destroy. He would take away. You bring all that onto the light by being aware of it, and he would take all the darkness out of you and give you a clear mind. And everything you do in life for the rest of your life will be clear. You wouldn't even have to think about it. You just do. So your mind is not set on the truth. It's set on the woman. And you don't know how to... Men whose mind is set on the woman, and women whose mind is set on the man, getting a man or getting a woman in the man case, they never know God, and they always pick the wrong woman. They go from one to one. It's the same thing over and over again. Because all they're producing are thoughts, and thoughts produce thoughts, and spirit produces spirit.
Right. I guess my last question is, I already forgave my father, and I did that in person, and I really did feel a spiritual change after doing that, and our bond is amazing now,
right,
compared to before. But I never truly understood what you meant by, how to forgive a dead person.
By realizing just as you can't help yourself, you're being controlled by thoughts and emotions. It came from her. She can help herself. And realizing that she can help herself, that's all she had to give. She had no love. You forgive her just as you don't have love. and God will forgive you and make you, and he'll draw you in and start changing your nature. He said, I will give you a brand new nature. He will change your nature from evil, which is of Satan, to good, which is of God.
Right.
So your mother can help herself. Are you doing the silent prayer?
Not as much as I should.
And why not? Suffer and die. Why not?
Because I pray a lot, but
and how do you pray? What do you say when you pray?
Lord Jesus, you know, I always start off with that, and you know, I just, you know, say, you know, have mercy on me, and you know, it can go in many different ways. You know, if I'm praying for peace, I pray for peace.
And have you noticed that those prayers have not been answered?
Some of them have.
Like what?
Well, actually, it's more so when I, you know, I always started off with, you know, Lord Jesus, and you know, I look at a picture of Jesus and I get on my knees, but I don't really say anything, but I just focus on my intentions.
When you say look at a picture of Jesus, what are you talking about?
Like a you know, a painting of Jesus.
That's not Jesus. Nobody really know what Jesus looked like. You looking at a painting? What you looking at a painting for? What the?
I'm just focus. It just helps me focus on Jesus.
But you're not focused on Jesus. You're looking at a picture. No one knows what Jesus really looked like.
And his disciples did.
Where are they now?
In the grave, I guess.
Did they paint the picture that you're looking at?
I think that the early church did have a better idea of what he looks like. I mean, I don't know if he looked, you know,
why don't you
like blonde
just be,
hair.
Why don't you just be still and know him? Why do you don't know what to ask for, and you don't know what to pray for? Why don't you let him do all that for you, since you don't know how to, you can't overcome anything, you can't change your nature? And why don't you realize that and totally surrender all of your darkness to the light and let the light do it for you? You don't have to do anything but surrender. And the light is not going to help you until you surrender 100%. It ain't going to do nothing for you, because the light is not going to deviate. It's not going to go out its way to change at all for you. You're going to have to surrender to the light. Why don't you do that?
I will.
Yes, totally surrender, and I promise you the light will take over and totally change your nature. It will be mind-blowing.
Listen, I will. The only thing is I just don't understand, like, It was just so easy to talk to my father in person and forgive him and stuff. And this thing with my mother, like, I don't know. I can't talk to the dead, you know?
Right, but you could realize.
That would be satanic to do something like that.
Right. And don't talk to the devil, but realize. You don't need to talk. You need to realize I am out of control here. I'm in my head. I'm emotional. And I can't help myself. I don't want to be this way. I can't help myself. And you realize your mother could not help herself. And in realizing that, and it's not you realizing, it's the truth causing you to realize it, because you want truth. You want to come out of your hell, right? And it will cause you to realize your mother could not help herself, and then it will cause you to forgive her. It will cause you. You can't do that on your own. You just have to see that your heart is wicked. You see, you're angry. Everyone with anger has a wicked heart. You're evil. And once you see it...
It comes from my mama.
Yeah. You're just like your mama. your mama never satisfied.
No, absolutely not.
And you're never satisfied.
But that's... And that's the thing that when I first started listening to you that I thought was so truthful was when you said something... You said something to the effect of this, but then I just truly just realized it in my own life that when I'm fighting with my wife, I can hear my father through myself.
Yep.
And my mother through her. Yes. And it was like terrifying to to realize that.
Because it's the same cycle repeating itself. Because up until now, you had not overcome your parents. You became like them. So you end up marrying your mama, and your wife ended up marrying her daddy, and the fight began all over again in the next generation. And then unless you change and your wife change, you're going to pass it on to your son, and it repeats itself. Evil go from generation to generation because no one refused. Most people would not admit that they're evil, so they can change. They have no love, and so they're just passing on to the children because they don't love the children.
Yeah. I have a question for you. Do you know anything about narcissism?
Yep.
Now, the woman that my father married after my mom passed away was like that.
Meaning that she was evil. All angry people are narcissistic because everything is about them.
Well, it's a different kind of evil, though. When I'm angry at my wife, or when my wife is angry at me, right? We may say stuff that is hurtful or is the devil lies, kills, and destroys. But this person was just consistently all the time like that, and just, like coming up with schemes and plans and stuff to, like, it's like, I understand the concept that we're all evil, if we're angry.
You're not. However, a concept some, is some, true.
Some, well, yeah, I understand the truth of that, but when I'm talking about narcissism, it's like someone who is like almost like a criminal mindset.
But you and your wife have the same mindset as that mother, stepmother of yours. And it's happening in your mind, but you got to cover it up a little bit better than the woman, the other lady. It's the same thing.
Okay.
And all you're doing is judging this stepmother of yours because you have the same mindset. And your wife has the same mindset. So to judge the stepmother because she's outwardly expressing it all the time, it makes you feel better about your narcissistic end. Your wife thinks y'all a little bit better. You're not as bad as the stepmama. But it's going on in your head. It's the same thing. The sin happens in the mind. If you were thinking on these things, the act of sin would never happen. It starts in the mind. It's not the act itself that's the sin. It's the mind, the thoughts, and emotions.
So you're saying that, we both, just because, we are sinning and that we are angry, we're like on the same level as her, even though, she might be murderous?
100%. Everyone that has anger or resentment is the same, are murderers. Everyone. But it just feels better to you that, I'm not as bad as stepmama. But you are. Evil is evil.
Mm-hmm.
And it's evil to even compare your evil to her evil. They're both the same. But because of time, how do you feel about your wife leaving?
I still feel the same way, but I'm gonna try to forgive my mother and surrender myself to the light. I mean, that's important to hear that kind of stuff.
The light said that seek first what's right. Seek the truth first. Your mind should only be set on truth. Not on getting married, not on having children, not on having a house, not on this or that. Only your mind should only be set on the truth.
You just described, my whole mindset for the past 4 years.
Yeah,
so.
That's everyone's mindset. And then that's why when couples get together, they don't know how to handle each other. They can't. You don't know how to handle a woman because the woman is your God, and the woman can't handle you because you're her God, and the two devils fight. And does it make sense that you argue with your wife?
No.
So why do you argue with her then?
Just resentment.
What?
Resentment.
Yeah. But why have resentment? Why not be free? And if your wife wants to leave, you're like, okay, when can you leave? Bye.
I don't have as much resentment as she does.
Resentment is resentment.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying that.
She hates your weakness.
that's true. I'm just saying that, you know, most of the time I don't start the fight.
Right, but why do you fight back?
Why do I fight back?
Yeah.
I can't just up and leave. I don't know.
Why not? You don't have to leave. When I say why do you fight back, that doesn't mean you got to leave the house or anything. You can lay your weapon down and never argue with the devil again. Let her argue by herself, let her scream and carry on. And if she touches you physically, call the police, have her arrested, and tell them to throw away the key. But as long as she's not attacking you in a physical way, she can argue by herself. Don't argue with the devil in your mind or inside of other people. You don't owe her anything except to take care of your family financially and all that kind of stuff. But you don't owe her any arguments. You don't need to argue with the devil. That's what the devil wants. Evil people want you to argue with them so they can feel justified and get a thrill from their evil. Don't argue.
Okay.
What's the purpose of arguing with her?
There really isn't. Just do it to defend myself, I guess.
What's
when
self?
I feel attacked.
What's stuff? How you been attacked?
I don't know. Just my character, I guess. I don't know.
What character?
No, you're right. It's an ego, you know.
So how are you being attacked then if it's your ego? Why are you saying you being attacked?
I'm not.
So then why are you saying that?
Because I'm conflating myself with my ego.
Yeah. Whatever needs to happen to the ego, let that happen. Don't defend the ego. You want to die from the ego, but if you defend the ego, you're going to keep it alive. False life.
Don't you need an ego, though?
No. Not at all.
No?
When you're a little kid, yes. But as an adult, you don't need an ego. It's keeping you away from the light. It keeps you away from the light, from God.
And I'm not saying a big ego.
You don't need one at all. That's okay. Why Christ said, in order to live, you must die. And he didn't say, well, you must die a little bit from the ego, because you must die and hold on to a little bit of it. The ego is the nature of Satan. It's not even your nature. It's the nature of evil. Why would you want to hold on to a little bit of evil?
No, there's no reason.
So drop the whole ego. And you live by the light instead of by the darkness. The ego is dark.
It sure is.
So why would you want to hold on to a little bit of it?
Because I've never thought of this. I've never meditated on this.
Oh, I see. No, you don't want any ego. You want to die completely. And you want to live by your new nature, which is the energy of God, the energy of the universe, the energy of truth.
Absolutely.
Amazing. Any other questions? I got to run.
Hey, I'm good. I mean, I appreciate the advice, and this is. I'm a little bit slow. I'm a little bit black and slow.
Yeah, half of you is black, right?
Huh?
Half of you is black? No, you're white and Mexican, huh?
No, I'm not Mexican. I'm Hispanic, a different kind of Hispanic. But yeah.
What's the difference between Mexican and Hispanic? Mexican is a Mexican.
Yeah, Mexican, but there's a bunch of other countries that, you know, speak Spanish.
Oh.
I do not look like a Mexican at all. I look definitely a lot more white. But
are you happy about that?
Absolutely.
You rather
I do have a little bit of black in me.
So you black at Mexican?
Somewhere down the line.
Well,
no, I'm just saying, my great great grandfather or something like that.
Are you married to a white woman?
No.
A Mexican woman?
No, she's half black, actually.
You married to a half black woman?
Half black, half white.
So you half Mexican, married to a half black, half white woman, and you half Mexican and half black?
Pretty much.
And so what color is your baby?
We're all brown. That's what we say.
The baby is not going to know where he fit in.
No, he looks just like his daddy.
Oh, good. Nice. And by the way, real men make boys first. Congratulations.
Well, thank you.
So listen, I got to run, do the silent prayer, and from this day forward, don't argue with your wife or anyone. Don't argue with the thoughts in your head, emotions. Don't argue with that. Be aware. Don't argue with anyone. Lay your weapon down and let the spirit of truth fight your battle. There's nothing to defend. Never defend the ego. Let whatever needs to happen to the ego happen so you can die from it. You can see what's going on, and seeing it, it will die. You will have no ego.
Right.
So don't argue with your wife. And she'll be like, you're not saying anything. Why are you not responding? Well, she's saying it, you're not responding, so I feel like an idiot arguing by myself. I need you to react so I can feel good about being wrong.
What? And then what do I say?
Nothing.
If she says, why are you not saying anything?
I have nothing to say.
Oh, okay. Yeah, makes sense.
And don't argue with the devil in your mind. Lay your weapon down. I promise you, it would be amazing. You don't owe the world any explanation. And you don't owe your wife any explanation. You can point out if she's acting out, hey, you need to calm down, you're angry. But don't argue with her about it. Let her stay in her misery.
Right.
All right.
All right.
Was this helpful?
Absolutely.
In what way?
And I'm a little slow, and so I've heard all this stuff before in your other shows.
Right.
But this is really the first time that I was really able to apply all of this stuff to my life.
Right on.
It kind of didn't make any sense until you told me all this stuff.
That's why
relating to my own situation.
That's why I love our Sunday morning fellowship, the women's forum and the men's forum. We get a chance to communicate together, fellowship together, and we can edify one another, learn from one another. It's so amazing. So I understand what you're saying.
I would go if I was in L.A., but I'm not.
Yeah, unfortunate.
But well, it's kind of fortunate. I would never want to live in L.A.
Oh, I love L.A.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Don't like what it become, but I love the city. I love the air. I love the weather here. It's just an amazing place to live, but it's a mess. But listen, I got to run. And you do the silent prayer, and you stay with it. Just stay with the prayer and practice being. All you got to do is stop thinking and be present, and the present will do it for you. And so when you make more money, you make more than $10 an hour, maybe you can fly out to a meeting. You're worth more.
And that's the whole thing everyone in the chat was saying. I'm making $10 an hour. I literally said I'm not. That's what I'm saying. I'm not willing to work for that low. I work for myself. But the thing is that, you know, is bad for my family is I don't work every day.
Take care of your family first, man. What a beta. I got to run. Bye. Back in a moment. Steve, thank you for calling and thanks for holding. How have you been helped by the show?
I'm going to tell you this. I believe you might go down in history as one of the greatest, if not the greatest, black man that ever lived on planet Earth, as far as I'm concerned. I don't know anybody before you that's been that great. You know, freeing slaves is one thing, but you've been freeing people of their mind, which matters, it should be anyhow, to you more than anything else, because with the mind not being right, there ain't nothing else going to happen right anyway.
If you can doubt every thought because you're not your thoughts, if you can doubt every thought, knowing that you're not your thoughts, you don't create them, they're not from God, that they're from the deceiver, the great deceiver, Satan. If you can doubt every thought, you can be free just like that. At an instant, bring every thought into captivity. It's so amazing. Happy White History Month. I just realized Daniel was saying that he was unwilling to work for $10 and he rented his business. But Daniel, you got to work the $10 job, man, and your business so you can take care of your family. What the? I remember when I first started my business, I worked a job making, you know, a paycheck every other week, and I still had my business. So work the $10 job, man, and then run your business, and that way you can take care of your family. That doesn't make sense. I didn't realize you were saying you were not working at all. What's up? Daniel, if you listen, work the $10 job. Don't be so prideful. $5, that's better than nothing. And then still run your business if you like, and that way you can take care of your family. Eventually, you can walk away from the day job. The hate report is coming up at 9 a.m. And then I'm encouraging you to, don't forget, we have a fundraiser drive going there. So go and donate to the fundraiser. I appreciate it. RebuildingTheMan.com/donate. RebuildingTheMan.com/donate. And or call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663. And see that little barcode up there? You can hit that, too, and make the donation on the code, I think. Right, on that barcode. Right there?
Yes.
Huh?
Yeah, the QR code, not barcode. Do those look like bars to you? Boomer.
I'm used to being in prison.
You back.
The, what's it called?
QR code.
See that little QR code? Hit that.
Those look like QRs, not like bars.
What's a QR?
I don't know.
So how come it look like a bar to me, but it look like QR to you, but you don't know what a QR look like?
I just repeat what I'm told.
Right. And so also you see that P.O. box up there? You can mail it to that P.O. box right there, too. So go to RebuildingTheMan.com/donate. RebuildingTheMan.com/donate. I appreciate it. And then last thing, personal shout out, I'll do them for you. Birthdays, wedding, anniversaries, whatever. Congratulations, encouragement, shout outs. Go to Cameo, CAMEO.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. CAMEO.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. Let me go to Cynthia, a first time caller out of Florida. Cynthia, happy White History Month. You're on the air.
Hello, Jesse, and I could care less about White History Month, Black History Month, whatever.
What's your name?
I'm concerned about. I said I could care less about white. Huh?
You can. So, Cynthia, happy White History Month.
Yeah, so I don't care about White History Month.
Why not?
I don't think there. I don't think there should be a White History Month, a Black History Month, or none of that.
Why not?
Because soul doesn't have color, and that's the only color that matters.
But they do. The reality is, and you're right, I know the point you're making. I agree. But the reality is they have every history but white history, and we don't want to forget white history in America because it was white men who founded it and created the greatest country, and we want generations to come to remember that. Am I right?
You are correct. In that way, I do agree with you. But if it's just talking about the color of somebody's skin, I could care less.
No, we.
And I'm a white woman.
And we remember what white people have done, so that's what it's all about.
Okay. Now that I understand, happy White History Month, Mr. Peterson.
Thank you very much. July just feels white. Amazing.
All right. My question is this, Mr. Peterson. Do you believe that demons walk the earth in the form of people, just like angels could walk the earth looking like a person?
100% demons are walking the earth all day, every day, in living in people. Absolutely.
So, okay. Okay. Now, as far as that fire thing you were talking about, allegedly.
What fire? Oh, about that guy sitting at. Accused of sending fire to his apartment building that he was about to repossess or something?
Right. That okay. He allegedly right. may have committed arson. Right. Allegedly.
Right.
Now, if somebody was in there, I can tell you that if it's ruled an accidental fire and that person or the people inside were insured, life insurance, it doubles it, because if it's an accident and they're insured for $100,000, all of a sudden the payout's $200,000 because it was an accident, right. allegedly.
But have you ever seen any black person with life insurance?
Yes, three.
You've seen a black person with life insurance?
I've seen three because a white relative bought it for him.
I rest my case.
There you go. So, but, yes, I do understand what you're saying there.
But according to the report, this guy, according to the report, allegedly he went and got some family members, somebody from another location, and they all plotted together to set this fire so he could collect the money. And it sounded like, according to one of the people on there, that the guy was going to give them some of the money if they had pulled this off.
Oh, my word. Was Jesse Smollett involved in that? Sounds like something he'd pull.
That was Juicy Smollett.
He couldn't even plan his own hate crime, where he pretended that two white guys threw a rope around his neck in Chicago.
Yeah,
remember
Smollett,
way back?
Yeah. I do remember that. Yeah. What a mess.
Yeah, he is a mess.
Let me ask you this, and because of time. What is it like living in Chicago right now? You live in Illinois. Maybe you don't live in the city.
Yeah, I live in Illinois, 60 miles west of Chicago, and the weather is like this. There used to be four seasons. There's only two. It's either 100 degrees or it's 10 below zero.
And do you ever into Chicago?
Yes, I've been to Chicago many times, many times.
When you go there now because it's so violent, are you concerned?
No, I don't go there now.
Oh, okay.
There's no way. The last time I was there was to visit my friend, my girlfriend, that I've known for almost 20 years. Right. She's black.
She's black.
Yeah, she's black.
Okay.
But she thinks like you think.
Right on.
And like I think.
Yeah.
But what I think about these immigrants, these illegal immigrants coming over here, there's a right way and a wrong way of everything.
Right.
Okay.
Absolutely.
They coming over the wrong way. They sneaking over. That's no different than sneaking in somebody's house and stealing some shit. They're coming over here, sneaking in, and then saying they're being kidnapped.
Yeah.
You can't be an illegal criminal and be kidnapped.
You're
being taken into custody.
Right. Yeah.
So kidnap away and keep the kidnappings coming. And this 988 line that Trump just got rid of, hallelujah to me, because all that was doing was promoting young people to call in saying they depressed because they gay. And I don't think that's Biden.
What a mess.
Yeah.
What a mess.
Weekend at Bernie's. I saw it happening for 4 years.
Yeah.
They had a dead man propped up as the president of this country.
Cynthia, because of time, let me ask you this question. Do you ever go over to Gary, Indiana?
No, sir. I have not been to Gary, Indiana, because I heard if I go to Gary, Indiana, because I'm white, I was already attacked by these damn Gays for Palestine here at Northern Illinois University in DeKalb. I wasn't even at a protest. They tried throwing one of them damn tablecloths on my head, and I'm part Jewish and part Cherokee Indian. I folded it up. I said, no, thank you. They beat the shit out of me. I'm sorry.
Yeah. And kids are listening.
Oh, I apologize.
Okay.
No, they punched me. They beat me. They had me on the ground. They kicked me. I'm 60 years old. I'm disabled. They took my cane and beat me with it.
Whoa.
It was a nightmare.
What a mess. Well, you be careful.
Yeah. I'll be careful, but I just wondered if you thought, because I see all these illegal immigrants come sneaking over here. I don't see women and children. I see an army of male demons that have been released.
And so because of them, sir, what's your question for me?
My question for you is, do you think these illegal immigrants are demons that have been released from jail in the mental homes in other countries? Because I don't see no women and children coming over here.
Well, there are women and children coming, but you're right. It's all evil, because if they were not evil, they would not come here illegally. They're driven by evil. Cynthia, I got to run because of time. Thank you.
Okay, bye, Mr. Peterson.
Good talking to you. Happy White History.
Happy White History, sir.
All right. Oh, amazing. Super chat.
Super chat.
Super, super.
Super chats.
Over on Cash App, that's Bond JLP Cash App, Just Eng says, love you, Jesse.
Thank you. I appreciate your support. Thank you.
Thank you, Just.
Yeah.
Rick, 100 coffees, have so-and-so back on.
Thank you.
Thank
you
for the tip.
We'll look at the tip.
Yeah.
Nice.
Danny bought a coffee. All right, Jesse and the lads. That female who spat on that bloke in the supermarket was mental. They would have been saying clean up on aisle 9 if she'd done that to me. Come on, James. Surely even you would have tickled her around the chops a couple of times.
We played that soundbite on yesterday. So check out. You can podcast the show and see that. This woman went off in the market.
Thinking out loud. How do you on a security guard? Anyway, thinking out loud says, how do you approach dating in the right way? As a guy, obviously you should ask the girl out,
right.
But how do you know it's the right woman?
By not thinking about it.
Is it strange to have never asked a girl out on a date as a 30-year-old?
No, not at all. Unless you're living in fear and you were just afraid. But you and when you ask her out, don't be thinking, oh, this is going to be my wife or this is that. Thinking is what the problem is. It'll lead you right into hell. Just if you do invite a girl out, there's nothing wrong with that. Don't spend a whole lot of money. Don't buy no clothes, no shoes, no trips and hotel and all that. And just keep it simple with no ideas. And let the spirit of truth work for you. All right? I wish you well. Amazing. Thank you.
Anthony on Cash App. Jay Reed says she's a Global South person. Probably Joy Reed. And Global South person.
Who is Joy, that black woman?
Yeah.
She a mess.
Yeah, totally.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
But what a mess. I wish her well. She's asleep. Thank you.
Eric, 5 coffees in response to the biblical question, which is most important to you, how people treat you or how you treat them?
Yeah.
All thoughts are lies. I can't think about how I treat people or how they treat me because there is no me to think about. All that's important is being present, says Eric.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Pastor Chatelet on pilled.net, 111 gold pills.
Thank you.
Happy Black Friday. Happy Black Friday on White History Month.
That's right. Happy White History Month and happy Black Friday.
Pastor Chatelet on Rumble gave a Rumble rant.
You got to know how to rumble.
Jesse, love the blacks. Need proof? They get 52 Fridays and white peoples only get 31 days. Wait a minute. That is pretty close to 1353. And see, we love the blacks.
Winky see you there. Amazing. Thank you.
Coonan, he says.
Amazing.
Wolf 336 asks on D-Live.
Ask.
Still no White Wednesdays?
What?
Still no White Wednesdays?
What does that mean?
We were talking about maybe having a, like a White Wednesday for the first couple of hours before Manhood Hour.
Oh.
Because yeah, Wednesday is nothing special.
We have like 2 hours in there. We have fill in with anything.
Yeah, we have Female Monday, Country Western Tuesday.
Oh, yeah.
And then nothing Wednesday except for Manhood Hour.
Right.
The third hour.
Well, let us get through July first.
Okay.
And then we'll take the next step. Thank you, though, for the suggestion.
Thank you, really. D-Live crew.
Yeah.
Mr. Zoe on pilled.net. 111 gold pills, no
thank
message.
Thank you. I appreciate
Uncle
it.
Uncle Ruckus, Hake could have said female dog instead of beach yesterday. What a beta.
I rest my case.
AKP.
Bah!
AKP Alpha. AKP says, you're wearing that shirt, Jesse. It's Proud Patriots. Woohoo! You made my day. I'm so grateful for your existence. We love you.
Thank you. Thanks for mentioning this shirt. I was going to mention it in the next hour. I got this shirt as a gift. Someone just sent it to me yesterday. And I got it in the mail yesterday. I'm like, wow, this shirt is beautiful. And I'm going to wear it today. And it says 45. All over the shirt. It's very nice. The material is nice and comfortable. And whoever sent the shirt, because they didn't put their name on it. I don't know who sent it.
I guess it might have been AKP.
The
one who gave this super chat, yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
If it is, thank you. I love this shirt. Really. I could wait to wear it. I almost wore it to the meet last night. It's really a nice fit, a large, so it's the right size. Thank you. I love this shirt. Really. And happy White History Month. Thank you.
Yeah. For the audio podcast listeners, it's red, white, and blue, because the red and blue, red 45, blue 47, and that is a reference to our greatest president, Trump's president number. He's president number 45 and 47. Uncle Ruckus
what
says...
What an amazing idea, too, to come up with this shirt.
Yeah.
And put all that on there.
It's like a nice pattern.
Sure is. Thank you.
Classy.
Yeah.
Uncle Ruckus, Mexican women make my heart beat like a phone book in a dryer.
I bet. Thank you.
Aries One sent 10 J.C. Lee Peterson gift memberships
to
fellow viewers.
Thank you.
Uncle Ruckus, never trust a thought or a font. And a smoke emoji.
If you all could only understand that your only problem is thinking. Really. If you were to just stop thinking, you could be free right now. Because in real reality, and I don't care what has happened, anything, how many years, 30, 40, 50, 60, 100 years ago, you have no problems and you have never had any problems. It's thinking. Stop thinking and just live. Live without thinking. A life without thinking is a free life. And you're hearing this from a black man who's slow. Really. So I will have to be seeing this in order to know that it exists. A life without thinking is a free life. Drop the thoughts and be free. And just live. All your little everything can disappear. Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you kindly, Uncle Ruckus. And Freddie De La Tour, nice. Thank you, Freddie.
Thank you, Freddie.
So cool. And Uncle Ruckus, another, did y'all hear the story about the twins in the womb asking if there's life after delivery?
No. I got to stop there.
We'll read the rest later, guys. Thank y'all.
Amazing. Amazing. Let me go to Bella out of San Diego, California. Bella, you are on the air. Bella, you're on the speaker. I mean, you're on the, Bella, can you hear me? Can you hear me, Bella? Bella, you're on mute. Is she old?
Might be. I heard a rustle.
I heard her.
And then it went away again.
Bella.
Come off of mute.
Come off mute, Bella. Hold on, Bella. I'll come back to you. Don't hang up. We got to get you off mute. I understand senior citizens don't understand mute. Juan is out of Florida. Juan, you're on the air.
Hey, happy White History Month, Jesse.
Happy White History Month, Juan. Thank you.
Hey, I called you last week, and I just want to recap on some of the things. I do have a question about the silent prayer, but I'm actually from Georgia.
Georgia on my mind.
Yeah. So I was thinking about moving back to California.
Why?
Honestly, cheap thrills, man. Just out of boredom, I guess.
So you're bored in Georgia.
Yeah.
And you want to move back to California?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. You know,
why?
You know, well, honestly, like talking to you made me realize that I was just kind of being weak and I missed my family and all this and that. But I do have to say, since I talked to you, I've been doing the silent prayer every day, and it dawned on me that I should really appreciate like this loneliness, this quiet, this space.
Yeah. And why don't you?
Well, no, I really am now, because I really do feel like I got to appreciate the life that, you know, the Lord has given me, you know?
And you haven't even seen it yet. If you go through this loneliness and don't call it you, and just be aware of it, you can think and feel it, but don't call it you, he's going to take that away from you, and you're going to realize loneliness was always an illusion, and that the real you was never lonely.
Yeah, no. Most definitely.
I'm sorry.
The thing is, you know, I'm over here looking and playing God, and, you know, like, I was listening to Daniel for a long time, and I just kept thinking, is that what I'm looking for? Because I'm perfectly fine by myself right now, you know?
Beautiful.
Even
if you were around all of your family members, you would still be by yourself, because they don't care about you.
Yeah.
You would still be alone. Even if you're around a bunch of friends, or you're around a bunch of this or that, you will still be alone. You'll be lonely.
Yeah, and to be honest, I kind of don't care about them. It's just the ego, like, you
100%.
Know, but I do have a question, because I've been doing the silent prayer every morning, every night.
Yeah.
One of the things that happens, I'll get either anxious or a little depressed, because my mind goes back and forth between the future and the past.
Right.
And, you know, how do you, like, what am I supposed to focus on, if there's anything to focus on?
Nothing at all. I'm telling you, Dutcher, all you need to do is be aware of you going in and out of those thoughts. You're thinking about the past or the future. Just be aware of that and do nothing about it. Don't run from it. Don't deny it. Don't call it you. It's the awareness, which is the light of truth, that will get rid of the darkness. It will destroy it. There's nothing you don't argue with it, don't fight with it, don't call it you. Just be aware of it, and it will be taken care of.
One thing I do have to say, doing the silent prayer has made, I don't know how, but almost everything that you say, it makes a lot more sense now.
Absolutely. You know, like, absolutely.
Just like, I'm not getting stuck on your words or how like offensive it might come off or anything. It's the truth.
Right on.
You wouldn't be following it. But
hold on for me.
Yeah.
Let me take a break. It's working. The truth is working, but you can't feel it. Hate news, not the faint news. One more hour to go. Back in a moment. Steve, thank you for calling, and thanks for holding. How have you been helped by the show?
I'm going to tell you this. I believe you might go down in history as one of the greatest, if not the greatest, black man that ever lived on planet Earth, as far as I'm concerned. I don't know anybody before you that's been that great. You know, freeing slaves is one thing, but you've been freeing people of their mind, which matters, it should be anyhow, to you more than anything else, because with the mind not being right, there ain't nothing else going to happen right anyway.
If you can doubt every thought because you're not your thoughts, if you can doubt every thought, knowing that you're not your thoughts, you don't create them, they're not from God, that they're from the deceiver, the great deceiver, Satan. If you can doubt every thought, you can be free, just like that, at an instant. bring every thought into captivity. It's so amazing.
Some serious mess going on in the world. They're hyping this thing, phony thing called police violence, when they don't acknowledge their own evil violence. What a mess. And Trump and Epstein, the drama continues. Give me a break. And Stephen Colbert, his late night show is going to be canceled. Terrible. Low ratings or something? Wow. He used to be sort of funny, I thought, maybe. Anyway, this is the end of hour two already of Black Friday, Get It Off Your Chest Friday, July 18th, AD 2025. The lines are full. You can call in every so often, though, just in case a line opens up, all right? It is fake news, not fake news. JLP will be right back to your calls, more of your super chats, and some great stories, I do believe. And after the JLP show, the Hake Report, and then The Fallen State. Should be a fun show about opioids and addiction and stuff like that. Pretty cool. And then possibly, but maybe not, American Anchor Baby. He's working hard, working smart for you. And then, of course, Church with Jesse Lee Peterson on Sunday. Shout out to the ladies. Excellent Women's Forum, ladies. Nice. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN reports, the former police officer found guilty of violating the civil rights of Breonna Taylor when she was shot and killed in her Louisville, Kentucky home, or not really her home, her apartment, right, during a botched no-knock raid in which they did knock, unfortunately, and then her boyfriend, who was sleeping with her unmarried, shot at the police and hit a cop, by the way, and then they shot back and she got shot and killed. That cop will face sentencing on Monday. Brett Hankison was not the officer who killed Breonna Taylor, and it was a justifiable shooting, by the way. He did fire blindly through her window, supposedly, okay, according to Commie Nonsense Network, which may or may not be true. In the court filing on Wednesday, the DOJ asked that Brett Hankison be sentenced just to one day in jail. And in Philadelphia, a former police officer who shot and killed a motorist during a traffic stop was sentenced Thursday and then immediately granted parole because he'd already been in jail for quite some time. A judge sentenced Mark Dial to 9.5 months in jail for voluntary manslaughter in the fatal shooting of 27-year-old Eddie Irizarry, I-R-I-Z-A-R-R-Y. Say his name or whatever. But then granted him parole because he'd already been in jail for 10 months following his arrest in 2023. The city's district attorney and victim's family condemned the sentence. But the DAs are corrupt and evil and politically motivated, and so I don't really give a lot of credence to it, nor do I give credence to victims' families. They are oftentimes a bunch of degenerates themselves. Shout out to degenerates. We love them if we love anybody. Trump and Epstein, President Trump vowed, and I don't know about them specifically. Anyway, President Trump vowed to sue the Wall Street Journal, the rhino outlet Wall Street Journal, and their owner on Thursday after the newspaper published a 2003 purported birthday letter to accused sex trafficker, the late, great Jeffrey Epstein. Was he great? I don't know. Bearing Trump's name in a drawing of a naked woman. Ooh, I told Rupert Murdoch it was a scam that he shouldn't print this fake story. Wow, Rupert Murdoch owns that? I forgot. I may have forgotten about that. Trump wrote on his social media site, Truth Social. He posts the truth on truthsocial.com/@RealDonaldTrump. I believe it is. But he did, and now I'm going to sue his A off. A-S-S. Don't say it, kids. And that of his third-rate newspaper. That's right. The Wall Street Journal is trash. Remember, they went after PewDiePie and tried to call him PewDiePie like a Nazi sympathizer or something ridiculous. Anyway, Trump also posted on Truth Social he ordered Attorney General Pam Bondi to produce any and all pertinent grand jury testimony about the Epstein investigation. So we'll see if it placates you degenerate so-called MAGA turncoats. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP, Hour 3.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. Happy White History Month. July is White History Month, our 8th year celebrating. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773-888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question, which is most important to you? How people treat you or how you treat them? How people treat you or how you treat them? Which is most important? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And you can podcast the show if you can't sit and just watch it. And you got to go out and exercise, run, walk, or lift weights or whatever. You can be listening to the show on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JOP talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JOP talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App is Friday. It's Open Life Friday / Black Friday. That was then. And this is now.
I love the blacks.
You do make disparaging remarks towards black people.
Be black.
I want to make sure we agree on that first.
No, we disagree.
Hold on.
I want to ask.
Well, and the things that you do, I just like I say, I want to hate you, but something won't let me.
Hey. What's wrong with the blacks? Amazing. What's wrong with the blacks? I want to go back to Juan out of Georgia. Happy White History Month, folks. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773-888-77-JESSE. Juan out of Georgia. Juan, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Yeah, no problem, man. I think the last part was I just wanted to answer the biblical question.
Which is most important to you? How people treat you or how you treat them?
I guess, you know, honestly, as someone that's working on himself and doing his best to overcome, I think for me it's more important how I treat other people because, you know, I get all my love from the Father and, you know, without being emotional or anything, you gotta devote your life to Him. And I think in a way that's a reflection, and you don't really get anything from this world. And I think it's more important for you to be the light and to really, you know, resonate with the light and be of the light. So, you know, it's how you treat other people.
Which is most important to you? You're saying that it's the way you treat them?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
For sure.
amazing. Well, I put my little two cents in on Sunday. Thank you, Juan.
Hey, thank you, man.
And you stay with it, stay with it, stay with it, all right?
Yeah, will do. Thanks a lot.
All right, you're welcome. Amazing. Mind blowing. I had one other thing I want to quickly show you all. And give you another example of hell on earth inside a human being. Human nature is evil. And the scripture, in the beginning there was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was God. It said, do not trust an angry person. Angry means resentment. Anger is resentment. Same thing. An angry person is a murderer. They murder themselves because when they're angry at you or acting out in anger, they're killing themselves, their own souls. Their own soul. Here is a video of a woman asking an Amazon driver to turn down his music while delivering a package to her home. And this guy told her, shut up. But watch this from YouTube.
Hey, can you turn your music down? Because my child's sleeping, and I can hear your bass in my house.
Thanks. Got one more, dummy.
Maybe you shouldn't go on the phone topsy and rude and ignorant. Excuse me? Go ahead, fucking job.
Amazing, huh? What do you think about that? And I want to know from you, where's professionalism? Remember when people used to, in business, they were so professional with it? Or do y'all remember those days? Think about this. This guy driving up to somebody's house with all that black music pounding. Why would he think that anyone would want to do that? And I wondered out loud now, what's going to happen? Is Amazon going to allow that kind of stuff to happen? This guy represented Amazon. One of the reasons that white people move out of black neighborhoods or they move when the blacks move in, because they know blacks going to have that kind of mess going on. All that loud noise. Why can't you enjoy your music by yourself? Turn the radio down. And especially if you're working, you don't even want someone driving through the neighborhood with that kind of noise. And he cursed at her. He called her name. The business calling the customer a name like that. Black people, that's not the way you're supposed to be acting. You're not supposed to act that way, black. Why don't y'all help the blacks? It used to not be this way. In the opening of Black Friday, we show you how it was in the good old days and how it is now. What do y'all think about this guy making all that noise, delivering a package to someone home? Really? So, I have a Black History moment for you. Not a black, oh no, a White History moment. My back. I have a White History moment, then I get back to your call. It is White History Month. And I have a White History moment. This is from Nebraska Public Media. White History Month. I'm going to celebrate with my friends. John Black. Jack. John Blackjack, Pershing, one of America's greatest general. He led the U.S. force in World War II early. I mean, I'm sorry. My bad. World War One. I'm not looking at a two. I see a one. He led the U.S. force in World War One earlier as a military instructor at the University of Nebraska, 1891. He transformed a struggling cadet program into the nation's top drill team. Why is this from Nebraska Public Media?
A century ago, World War I raged in Europe. Historians say the war made the U.S. a global superpower. General John J. Pershing, a man with strong Nebraska ties, commanded the U.S. troops that helped to end the bloody fighting. 4 years of fighting claimed millions of lives before U.S. troops, led by General John J. Pershing, arrived in France. In 18 months, General Pershing helped to transform 220,000 U.S. troops into a fighting force of 4 million. In 1891, the 31-year-old Pershing thought seriously about leaving the Army. Pershing's break was a transfer to the University of Nebraska. Pershing taught military science at the University of Nebraska and began work on a law degree. Most importantly, Pershing took charge of the school's failing military training program. Within a year, 350 students joined Pershing's UNL Cadet Corps.
Amazing. They Haik told me this morning, I don't know, but Haik said it. There's a park in L.A. called the Pershing Park down there near downtown L.A. where the illegals are trying to take over now, Pershing Square. And it used to be really nice. Really, it used to be a nice place to hang out for lunch and watch the ducks in the little pond, and some people be on little boats in the pond. It's a mess now. They got drug heads and drug addicts and illegal aliens. It's a mess. You risk your life at the park now. But I didn't know that park was named after this guy until Haik said it. And so Pershing Square in Los Angeles is named after General John J. Pershing. The square was dedicated in his honor in 1918, a week after the end of World War One, according to Google AI. Amazing. In decades to follow, Pershing rose in military rank, but lost his family in a fire. Watch this.
In the decades that followed, Pershing commanded U.S. troops in the Spanish-American War. In the Philippines, he was promoted to the rank of one-star general. Now married with a wife and four children, Pershing's life seemed complete until tragedy struck in 1915. Pershing's wife, Frankie, and their three young daughters died in a San Francisco fire. The fire's only survivor was Pershing's five-year-old son, Warren. Pershing privately poured his crushing sorrow into the command of 10,000 U.S. troops sent to hunt Mexican Revolutionary General Francisco Pancho Villa. A year later, Pershing would command American troops in World War One. More than 323,000 U.S. troops died, were wounded, or went missing. America's victory, though, gave the U.S. global recognition as a leader of the free world and a superpower with a modern military.
But if you look at the army that Pershing left behind, it has been turned into a modern force with a large standing army. Pershing wasn't the only architect of that, but he was the most important person to execute that transformation.
Amazing. God bless John Pershing, J. Pershing. Amazing. Making America great again. Happy White History, my folks. Now you see why white people, you got to fight to keep the country. We don't have people fighting like that anymore. The people of color don't know how to do that. What y'all? Amazing. This is why we got to have White History Month, to remind and remember. That's a bad situation, though, with his whole family getting burned in a fire, killed, according to the story, except the son. Talking about heroes, that is a real hero, actual hero, war hero. Not like the John McCain, Lord. Where is John now? He dead. But God bless you, Mr. Pershing. Amazing. 888-775-3773. Carol is out of New Jersey. Carol, you're on the air.
See, I just want to let you know that I do the silent prayer.
Right on.
For 7 days, I had a big pain in my heart. I had to put the dog to sleep. I was listening to one of your shows, maybe it was church, and you were talking about don't identify with the pain, to ask Jesus to take the pain away.
Yeah.
So that's what I did at nighttime. So the next day, I woke up, and the pain was gone. I missed the dog. Now, my question is, what happened? Because I don't understand what that means, that you're not the pain. If I'm not the pain, then what is the pain? Because I thought that when you suffer, it's you. Is it something else?
Yes.
Okay, what is it? Because I really don't understand.
It's your false nature. It's your false self. This is your. It's the ego that you've been identified with all your life as you. And that's what's suffering. And it's suffering because it doesn't want to leave your body. Evil lives inside of human beings. That's why their nature's nature is evil. But
it's actually something evil? Is that what you're saying? Your
yes.
Ego is. Are you talking about like a spirit?
Yes.
Okay.
And it made you think and feel and do things that you wouldn't ordinarily do.
Okay.
It would make you cry over a dead dog.
I was wondering, did I love the dog too much?
You didn't love the dog at all. It was all about you because you have no love. And so you had this false idea that you were giving the dog love and that the dog was giving you love back. And animals don't have love. And then and human beings with anger, resentment, don't have love either. And they are in an animal state of being. And that's why they can identify with animals. Because they have no love.
So I identified with, I guess I just had a wrong relationship with the animal?
Yes. Because you have no love and the animal have no love, but you felt good thinking that you love the animal.
I did feel good thinking about that I love the animal.
Yeah, but it was just an ego feeling. It wasn't real. You have no love.
Is that the same thing when people die, too? Like if parents die or somebody that you care about?
100%. And when you go to the funeral, you're crying and you're lying because you pretend to be crying for them, but you're really crying for yourself.
Okay. All right.
You have no love. Human beings do not have love. That's why mothers and fathers don't take care of their children, especially mothers. They don't love the children. They destroy them, and they rebuild the children in their image because the mothers don't have any love, and she's trying to find something to identify with. And
yes.
Since she's on a lower level of life, she brings the children down to her level so everything can seem balanced. It makes her seem smart when she brings the children down to her level.
So when I had to put the dog to sleep, it should have just been, I just do it, you know, the vet just does it, and that it's just like I had a dog and now I don't have a dog.
100%.
It's just like that?
100%. 100%.
I'm not there yet on that one.
But
I still feel sad.
Right, but who's feeling sad?
Inside of me feels sad.
Who,
I miss the dog. I do.
And who are you?
Just a regular person on earth.
But when you say I miss the dog, who are
it's
you referring to?
It's my feelings.
To?
My feelings.
And are you your feelings?
Well, I'm not supposed to be.
And so are you?
No.
So why do you say my feelings? And I understand you feel the feeling in your body, but you're not the feelings. Why do you say my feelings?
I'm just so sad. I'm just so sad because I really do miss the dog.
And because you're lost. That's why you're using the dog as a god to try to make yourself feel better. And it's like using drugs. You're trying to make yourself feel better to cover up what's missing inside of you.
Well, I'm sure there's a lot of things missing inside of me. I had a pretty hard life.
So why don't you forgive your mother?
I did forgive my mother.
Did you tell her?
My mother passed away many years ago.
All right. Forgive your mother and your father for not protecting you, and then do the silent prayer, and the Father, the Spirit of God, will fulfill that void. I promise you that.
I don't know if this has anything to do with it. I'm 66 years old, okay? When I was in high school, after I graduated high school, I wanted to be married. I wanted to have a family, and I was waiting. Like you said, you wait that if it's meant to be, you know, God will send you somebody. Well, I watched everybody get their somebody except me. So all these years, silently, I've been very bitter about that.
Yeah.
So when I had the dog, okay, because I don't have children, you know, I believe that I actually was mad at God all these years for not giving me the kind of life that I wanted.
Amazing. And why did you want to be married with children?
I wanted to be married because I always thought it was good to be, you know, a couple. I wanted to have a home, a family, just lead a very, you know, regular life.
And do you still think that's a good thing?
Yes, I do.
What's good about it?
Well, because it's nice being a couple.
So if it's that's nice, good, why are couples so miserable?
Because they hate each other, that's why.
So then why would you want that?
Well, I wasn't going to go down that same route.
Yes, you were. You wanted that. You wanted that over truth. So you were going down that same road. And instead of getting a man, you got a dog. And you still went down that same road.
Well, I didn't fight with the dog. I didn't have the dog because of, you know, being married and having a pet is two different things.
But it's the same thing because the dog cover up your misery that's still there in the same way men and women cover up their misery and nothing changes.
I don't think there's anything wrong with being married. I think it's a good thing.
What's good about it?
If you want to have children, I don't believe in having kids out of wedlock.
What's good about being married?
It's nice to be with somebody.
Why? What's wrong with you that you got to be with somebody?
Well, it's just something that I had to wish.
Right, because...
Okay, let me tell you something. I was wishing it ever since I was 9 years old that I would meet somebody because I came from a family where they ignored me.
That's what I was going to tell you. Something happened in that family that made you think in your fallen state that if you had a family, if you had a husband, if you had two, you're going to be different with them. You're going to show them love. I like your family showing you love. But that would not have happened. You and your husband would have fought, and then you would have destroyed the children. Because you had no love. Instead of looking to God, the truth, for love, your mind was set on a man. Instead of being set on the truth only, you would end up getting a man, and you guys would have destroyed one another. Because that was not going to satisfy your emptiness. What's wrong with you? That would not have satisfied that at all.
I had a very terrible childhood. You see,
everyone does.
You know, it was really bad because my mother even told me I was an accident.
What an evil woman.
I believe that was.
What an evil, nasty woman.
Even if that was true, she shouldn't have never said that.
Absolutely. You got to forgive her. She's evil. She was evil. She couldn't help herself.
Do you think that I still haven't forgiven my parents yet? Is that the problem that I'm still having?
100%.
I still feel bad because it's like, you know, I really, really did want to get married.
But I'm glad you didn't because you would have destroyed your husband and your children.
Even people that listen to your radio show, they'll tell you the same thing, too. They're single because they have to be, not because they wanted to.
They're single because they're not looking for truth. They're looking for something to solve. They think going to take away their inner pain, and it's not.
Okay. All right.
You got to forgive your mother, Carol.
Okay. I can do it.
Your mother can help herself. Her mother screwed her up.
Yeah, she came from a terrible background.
Right. And so you better be glad you didn't get married. You would have screwed up your children. And they'll be calling the show talking about how much they hate you.
Okay. All right.
And then your daughter would have gotten a dog.
And would have wound up like me crying on a radio show. Okay. All right. So I'm just going to concentrate on just keep on doing the silent prayer.
And being aware of those thoughts and feelings and don't call them you. And the light that's in you would take the darkness away.
Do you think that that has anything to do with me having a very big overweight problem?
Oh, yeah.
How is that connected?
Because you're using food. You use the dog. You use the food to hide or cover up, to try to cover up your misery.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. When I eat food, it makes me feel better.
It's just like taking opioid or smoking a joint or opioid or whatever. Or having sex. It's all to cover up your misery. But it's only temporary pleasure. And now when you go back to that refrigerator, you pat the plate up even more so.
Yeah. I didn't know I was that unhappy.
Oh, no, you're miserable.
Yeah. I mean, I know everybody's happy. I know I'm happy. But I do is just...
Nobody's
happy.
Well,
I'm unhappy because of my circumstances.
No, you're unhappy.
You know,
unhappy.
I wanted a different kind of a life.
You're unhappy because you won't forgive.
I had to struggle a lot in this life.
You're unhappy because you will not forgive, not your circumstances. Your circumstance has nothing to do with your misery. You're only unhappy because you won't forgive your mother and father.
Okay. I already thought that I did.
Well, make sure you do, and do the silent prayer. And never call thoughts and feeling you again. You're not your thoughts. You're not those emotions, the good ones or the bad ones, because the good ones are bad, but the people call the good ones good, and they're not. And forgive your mother and father, do the silent prayer, and let life take over the spirit of truth, and it will give you a perfect life.
I don't know about that. I'm going to do what you said, but I tell you, I really don't have too much hope for the future because things haven't been going good for me all my life, and I just don't see anything good ahead for me. I have no plans for anything, but I just don't see anything good happening to me.
And where is the future?
Tomorrow.
Where is tomorrow?
Well, didn't happen yet.
So why are you thinking about it?
Well, because I'm thinking about what has happened to me in my past, all my life. I just struggled. And then there's a time when you just get tired of struggling.
Why don't you tell, you know what, God? I am tired of living this way. I'm tired of struggling. I can't change myself. I give up. You got to save me, God. I can't save myself. Why don't you let that be your prayer? Do the silent prayer. You'll be fine. Stop. Why don't you stop playing God?
Okay. All right. I don't know if I'm going to do it, but I don't know if it, really, I don't know if anything is going to change in my life. I've had so much unhappiness. I just don't see anything good coming my way.
And that's beautiful. You don't need to see it. You don't need to see it. You don't need to believe. God doesn't require that of you at all. He just wants you to see that you're evil and surrender, that you can't change yourself. And surrender to him, and he will change you. He doesn't need you to have faith or anything.
Okay. All right. Okay. So I'm just going to continue with the silent prayer.
Yeah.
Forgive my parents.
Yeah.
And just have like a wait-and-see type of an attitude.
100%.
Okay.
100%. And when those thoughts come, don't call them you. When those emotions come, don't call them you. Just relax. Take a breath. Stop thinking and let life happen.
Okay. All right. I'm going to go by what you say because you have more experience, you know, dealing with problems and situations and people than me. So I'm just going to take your word, for it and take your advice and do what you said.
Let me know how it goes. Have you called me before?
I did. It was about my weight problem.
Oh, okay. Yeah. the food thing will fall away when the emotions fall away, all right?
When I was doing the silent prayer, it took about 7 days for my appetite to return to normal.
I rest my
case.
But
I noticed that when I get upset.
Hold on, Carol. Hold on. Treasure Chance open on D-Live and then Scratch Off on PO.net. Back in a moment.
I know Jesus. I love Jesus. I'm an observer. And as soon as something don't go their way, they get mad. I'm like, what the?
If you overreact, folks, remember to do that. Don't overreact. And when you get mad, it's your problem. It ain't your wife's problem, your husband's problem, your neighbor, your friend, your preacher, your teacher. It's your problem. Why do you think you tick? It didn't go your way or the way you think it should go. Don't have a way you think it should go. Let life just happen. Thoughts made you think that life should go the way you want it to go. And if it doesn't, if someone don't do or say or act the way you think they should act, you hate them. And then you blame them for being mad. It's the darndest thing I ever seen. But it's amazing to see it. So relax. All right, folks, welcome back. Short, quick announcement because of time. The Hake Report is coming up at the top of this hour. TheHakeReport.com from 9 to 11. And then at 11 a.m., we have a brand new episode. It's Friday. Brand new episode of FallenState.tv. I talked to Flint Anderson, and he is the founder and executive director of the nonprofit organization Pain, Parents, and Addicts in Need. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
Are you saying you used drugs at one time?
I did. Opiates.
That's a white man's drug.
It's everybody's drug. I got clean and sober in 2001. And the next thing you know, I had parents calling me saying, can you help me with my kid?
Oh, okay.
Those of us that wind up in long-term usage, we have that love affair with it.
A lot of men and women are suffering because that order of God is not there.
Life is too short for all this nonsense.
All this mess.
It's a mess.
A real mess. Oh, what a mess! At 11 a.m. today, every Friday, thefallenstate.tv, and you can become a member there, support us in that way, or locals.com. All right, locals.com. And then after that, maybe the American Anchor Baby, he's going to be making that announcement later. He's not sure if he's going to be live today. He got some other stuff he got to do, but he's not sure if he's doing the other stuff, but it might. But stay on the watch. Look out for that. And then Sunday morning fellowship. You're all invited to fellowship. Doors open at 10:30. The meetings start at 11 a.m. Pacific time, 2 p.m. Eastern time. If you're not able to come into the fellowship, go into the fellowship there, go to rebuildingtheman.com/church. Rebuildingtheman.com/church. And last but not least, we have a fundraiser drive going. We need your help. All right? You see how hard we work to help y'all. So help us to help y'all and others. Go to rebuildingtheman.com/donate. Rebuildingtheman.com/donate. Or call 800-411-BOND. 800-411-2663. And you can mail it in. You can see the address there on rebuildingtheman.com/donate. And then the phone number is there. And we have a scan or a barcode or a
QR code.
A QR code. Oh, that's QR, not R. What a QR code. To support Bond. I do appreciate it, folks. Let me go quickly back to Carol out of New Jersey. Carol?
To end this conversation is that it's doing the silent prayer. It took like about 7 days to eat normally.
Yeah.
But now I'm just waiting. I know I can do better on that. But I my last question is that when I graduated high school, what was I supposed to do? Just not think about getting married or anything? Just get a job and just go through life and
100%.
But my friends didn't have to do that.
Yes, but look how miserable they are because they look for a husband and their husband look for a wife. Now they fight at night. They fight all the time. They're not happy because they put that over putting truth first in their life so the truth can guide them, right? They were guided by darkness because their parents told them, oh, grow up, get married, get a job, have children.
Yes, that's true.
Live
that's
in this
true.
House, live in that community. And they've been taught wrong, and they suffer.
Everything you say I agree with, but right now I just feel so angry because I feel like I made a big mess out of my life thinking the wrong way.
Yeah, you were thinking the wrong way, but you were taught that way by your parents, by the teachers and the preachers and the so-called expert with the degrees who have no clue what they're talking about. You've been taught wrong, so drop all those ideas and just live your life.
Okay. I don't know what kind of life is going to be waiting for me. I'm already old already.
But time, reality doesn't care about age. It's not into age. In truth, there is no time. And that's the beauty. In darkness, there is time. In hell, there is time. But in heaven, in reality, there is no time. It just is.
Like I said, I'm 66 years old. What is there for me to do left in this in life?
To live.
Except do your chores and do what you're supposed to do, and then wait until I die?
To live a perfect life. To finally give up. Don't worry about your age. And just live without any ideas at all.
Okay. All right. I hope this conversation that we had helps other people also.
Why?
Because I know there's a lot of people that feel the same way as I do.
And what do they have to do? Why do you care about that?
Well, because I think it would be because you learn from other people. That's why.
But most of you don't want to overcome their misery. They love their hell. They love their thrills. They up and down thrills, feel good, bad feeling, and they love inflicting misery on others. So wish them well, but if they do it, fine. If they don't, fine. You just work on you.
Okay. All right.
And remember that in reality, there is no time. Time only exists in an illusion of your imagination. Oh, you're 60 years old now. It's not going to work. That's not true. You better be happy. Not better be, but you should be happy that at 60, you're finally waking it up because you don't want to die. You don't want to drop your body in darkness.
Right. Okay. All right. Yeah, I'll work on that, but it's just, you know, I'm just thinking more earthy, like, you know, what do I do with my time? Where do you go? You know, am I going to keep
thinking.
On struggling?
Stop
Man,
thinking.
I'm just tired. I'm tired of life. I'm tired of struggling.
Well, then
just
give up. Stop struggling. Stop being tired. And let life work for you and not against you.
Okay, I'll try. I did it my way, and it didn't work out.
Right.
But I'll try it your way, and I'll see what happens.
And then those friends of yours who got married, they did exactly what you did with the dog. They got married to cover up their misery.
And a lot of them got married because the parents didn't want them no more, and they wanted them out of the house.
I rest my case.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Thank you, Jesse. I appreciate you spending all this time talking with me.
And don't compare yourself to people.
That's what I do a lot.
Yeah. Don't be a beta. Beta!
Okay. All right. I feel a little hopeful now. All right. Thank you.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
You just want to be you living your life. Don't try to be like anyone. Don't want what anyone has. Wish them well, but live your life. Simple life.
I never lived a good life.
Because you've been trying to be like everybody else.
That's right.
And the people you're trying to be like are miserable. And so you're miserable just like them. You just don't realize it. You think they're happy, and they're not.
they're miserable because they're married, and I'm miserable because I'm single.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I don't want to take any more of your time. Thank you. I appreciate everything.
You're welcome.
Maybe in December, I'll give you a call for an update to see how I'm doing.
Whenever you like, call me.
Okay. Thank you.
All right.
God bless you.
You too. Thank you. 888-7753-773. Let me go to Jamil. Is it Jamil there? Let's see here. Jamil out of New Jersey. Jamil, you're on the air. Oh, hold on. The wrong one. Hold on. Jamil, you're on the air.
Hello, hello. Can you hear me?
I can.
Amazing. So,
amazing.
I'm black, and I heard you talk about this before. Like, why can't the blacks make anything work? And I remember thinking about this when I was younger. Like, when I would look at, like, these, like, commercials to donate to Africans and, like, looking at the black community, like, what's wrong with us where we just, I don't know how to explain it. It's like white people and certain other people are able to make their communities work, their countries work and stuff. But I noticed that the blacks, we can't really make things work that well.
Well, at one time,
have you been able to figure that out yet?
Yeah, at one time when black people were independent and they didn't have black leaders, they had parents,
right.
And the parents taught them to work, and the parents were a good example, then the parents did amazing things. They had homes, nice communities, and everything. But once they gave up their lives to the civil rights movement, so-called civil rights movement, that all fell apart. And so that's why I'm trying to encourage the blacks to become individuals again, drop the anger by forgiving their mothers and their fathers, and be an individual and stop, just be themselves, and they'll be fine.
Yeah, that's deep. And what about the blacks in, like, Africa, though? Like, how come they have, like, S-hole country?
Well, they're the same as the blacks here in America, no different. They hate. They have anger. I mean, Jamil, because of time, thank you, man.
I appreciate it, Jess.
All right, buddy.
Have a good one.
You too. It's the same all over the world for the blacks. They won't drop their anger. They've been made to be victims. Amazing. Let me go to Adriana out of Texas. Adriana, you are on the air.
Hi, Jesse. How are you?
All is well. How are you doing?
All is well. I guess I was going to ask you a question. Well, long story short, I talked to you a long, long time ago.
Okay.
I started waking up when I was 19, and I'm now 25.
Uh-huh.
And I was doing really well. I stopped doing all the bad stuff I was doing before. I started waking up, but I stopped doing the silent prayer. I stopped doing it.
Well, suffer and die.
Yes, suffer and die. Yeah. And then basically something happened to me recently. And instead of, like, freaking out about it, like, I did boohoo cry for a day or two. But then after that, instead of, like, freaking out about it, I watched my thoughts. I did the silent prayer and I sat through the pain. I know you say to sit through the pain.
Yeah.
And just let it wash over you.
Yes.
And then the pain just went away. And I was able to see so clearly. And I'm now feel like I've actually woken up. But my question about the silent prayer was, if you keep doing the prayer every single day and you watch your thoughts at all times, will you never make a mistake again?
You will get to the point where you will have a perfect life, absolutely. And a mistake is when you stump your toe, or a mistake is when you hit your leg on the end of the bed because you're too close to the bathroom or whatever, right? But the things you've gone through were not a mistake. It was unconsciousness. You were not able to see. You were asleep. And those type of things will end when you become aware, when you wake up. and being present during the time of prayer is causing you to wake up so you can see what's in front of you. And all that stuff will end.
Okay. And then I had another question. I was listening to Daniel, and I believe Carol was her name, the last caller.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, they're talking about marriage and, like, wanting marriage, and you say not to want something, and I think
right.
that was my problem all along. I kind of wanted marriage and kids, and that was really important to me. And so is it okay to have, like, I know practical wants, like, I do want to have a family and get married and be a perfect wife, but I realize now that it's not important to me.
Right.
But it's still like something that it's something that I do want. And
well, it's natural for a woman to want to be married, have a family, but don't want it in the way that you're willing to sacrifice the light, that you won't keep the truth first in your life. And then if it's meant to be, it will happen. But if not, you will still have perfect peace. But you should not want it so bad that you give up the truth for it. Because if you want it that bad, then it become your God. And you may end up with a man, a 3 or 4, 10 men, and it's going to always be the wrong ones. Because you're getting them out of hell, out of darkness. They're not being added to you by the light. They'll be given to you by the darkness. And they will always be the wrong one. So okay. There's nothing wrong with wanting to get married, but don't put that first in your life, or second or third. Just have a way to see.
Okay, I see that now.
Your happiness should come from being a whole person. Your happiness should come from being one with the light, with truth. Not from a man, not from a dog, not from a house. Not from a location, not from thoughts and feelings, but simply from the truth. And then if you do get married, you already be a whole person. And if that husband turned out to be the wrong one, or he want to leave or whatever, you'll be like, okay, honey, bye. And it won't be a problem.
Okay. I do see that now. Thank you. I do have one more question. I don't want to take too much of your time.
Yes, you do.
But
if you didn't want to take too much of my time, you wouldn't be taking all of my time. Go ahead.
My last question was, okay, vanity. I was thinking a lot about vanity last night. Is that like, do you overcome vanity the same way?
Absolutely. I hear people say, oh, I feel so sorry for Susie. Oh, I feel so sorry for that person. Oh, I hear women say, I can take that man and I'll make him better. I'll fix him. Or I hear people say, well, if I had this or that, it's all vain, vanity.
And so caring about, like, what you look like, that falls away.
Yes. Because you're not your body. Why should you care what the body look like? It's just a body.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I understand.
You take care of the body, you know, wash it, clean it, cut your hair, all that kind of stuff. But it's just a body. It's going to fade away eventually. It's just a house you live in. Instead of living in Beverly Hills, you live in South Central. It's just a house.
Okay.
So it's all vain. Let it go. And you let it go by letting the thoughts go about how you look or don't look, or you want this or you don't want that. Let the thoughts go, and you'll be free from the vanity.
Okay. Okay, Jesse, thank you.
Amazing.
Those are all my questions. Yes, amazing.
You want to take up some more of my time?
No, I'll let other people ask you questions.
No, I'm just messing with you. You always can take up my time, all right?
Okay. Thank you, Jesse.
You stay with it, stay with it, stay with it.
I will.
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye, Jesse.
Happy White History Month.
Happy White History Month.
Thank you. Bye now.
Bye-bye.
Super Chat. Super, super.
Super Chats.
Anthony says, Where's Mama hiding up front of Home Depot?
Obi Bakerfield.
He says, Black Friday, one flat-screen TV per person, please.
Amazing. Thank you.
Jesus, thank you, as always, yeah, for the support. And Sion, three coffees. Happy belated birthday, Hank. Love you, Jesse. Party emoji. Birthday cake emoji. Nice.
Amazing. Love you back, Sion. Did you have your surgery yet? And are you still afraid if you ever had it? And Hake, birthday was yesterday, folks. Happy birthday to Hake.
Indeed.
Thank you. Thank you, CR.
Matt J. Three Coffees, Jesse Lee Peterson is on fire. Thank you for all the great content and hard work showing us what's going on in society and doing a great job articulating it.
And thank you for your support to help us, to help others, to get the word out there. I do appreciate it. Thank you.
Chris bought a coffee. Jesse, is there a difference in praying to Jesus versus God?
Is there a difference? I don't know what that means.
Praying to Jesus versus praying to God?
I guess when you pray, you are praying to the Father. Even because when you, you are praying to the Father. I don't know what that means, praying to Jesus. How you pray to Jesus?
I can't answer. Chris asked the
Chris,
question.
I'm tempted to try to answer that question, but I don't quite know what that means, praying to Jesus. Even Jesus prayed to the Father. So
he told us how to pray to the Father.
Right. He said, well, you pray to the Father this prayer, right? So I don't know how what you mean, Chris. So either call me, 888-775-3773, or make it clear in your super chat. Because I really don't know what you mean praying to Jesus. What the? I don't know how you do that. All right. Thank you, buddy.
Dominic, thank you for the coffee. As always, no message.
Thank you, Dominic.
Kid Dominic.
Oh, Dominic.
Right.
Thank you.
Kid Combo 1 bought a diamond. I tried so many times, and that's no lie. Didn't I blow your mind?
Didn't I blow your mind this time? Didn't I blow your mind this time? Didn't I? Oh, amazing. Thank you.
Anthony G90. Hey, Jesse, I wanted to ask, is it okay to celebrate Halloween or is it demonic? I ask because many Christians say it is.
Don't pay no attention to no Christian. You got demons telling you that it's demonic. What the? Enjoy it, but don't identify with it. That's all. It's just a holiday. Relax and have fun. No big deal. Amazing. Thank you.
A-L-L, Happy White History Month. Amazing.
Happy White History Month. July just feels white. Amazing.
Groovin' Mastiff, three coffees. Now, whenever I see or hear the name George, the first thing that comes to mind is, why George, Lord? And then I laugh to myself.
Why George, Lord? Not George, Lord. Amazing. Thank you.
Groovin' says, God bless and looking forward to church on Sunday.
I can't wait for fellowship. I'm always excited for fellowship. It's amazing. At 10:30, doors open. Meeting start at 11 a.m. RebuildingAMan.com/church. RebuildingAMan.com/church. Amazing.
Indeed it is.
Thank you.
Over on buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk, Nikki, three coffees. Biblical question.
What is it?
It's which is most important to you? How others treat you or how you treat them.
Right on.
I don't care anymore how I treat others or how they treat me. By being present, I naturally treat others as myself. I don't see them as separate from me because there is no separate I or me. It's harmony, says Nikki.
Amazing. Thank you. I'll put my two cents in on Sunday.
Shout out to Kid Combo 1, Games for Rec, Noah's Ark, Kansas. Hey.
Amazing.
And the rest of the supporters on the D Live crew. Thank you kindly.
Thank you all. Amazing.
As well as Slave to Him, Pastor Chatelet, Age of Inversion, and the rest of those people, Buddy 1205, and the rest on the Rumble crew.
Oh, man, you gotta know how to rumble.
And so sorry to the pilled people. It's not our fault. It's on pilled's end. The stream keeps disconnecting and reconnecting. They're working it out on it, I'm sure. And thank you, guys. I do believe that is all for now.
Amazing. I wanted to get all in because it's the weekend. Thank you. I do appreciate it. I hear the music. What that sound like, music? And like a rolling stone, that music is in my soul. That music, amazing. I am out of time. Listen, folks, you can stay in your hell and judge and be revengeful and try to hurt others and gossip and be miserable and be lonely and be stressed and be have no perfect peace. Or you can come out of the darkness into the light and have perfect peace. And don't let anyone tell you that you can't have it. When they tell you that, they're just saying they don't have it. And they don't want you to have it, all right? But you got to forgive your mothers, every human being, and your fathers, every human being, and God will forgive you. And he'll bring you out of here, your imagination, bring you out so you can see the light. Now you're looking at it. And seeing it, he will destroy the dark imagination and give you a clear mind, and you will have perfect peace. RebuildingTheMan.com/silent prayer. Go and forgive your mother and father, and then overcome the world. You can't hold on to the world to have peace, all right? The hell with the world. Let it go. And I'll see you on Sunday, if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise, at 11 a.m. Pacific time. And thank you for helping us with our fundraising support there. Go and make a donation. What the? RebuildingTheMan.com/donate. The Hate Report coming up. Brand new episode of The Fallen State after The Hate Report at 11. And then maybe the Anchor Baby today. He got another job he got to do. So he's trying to decide which way to go with that. All right? And be an individual. Be free. Walk out of your prison of your imagination. All thoughts are all lies all the time about anything. Amazing. You want love. We need love in the world, not hate. Bye, folks. Oh, to Rick out of Hampton. Yuri out of New York. And then the callers that are falling, dropping. I'll be back on Monday if the Lord is willing and the creek don't ride. But I'll see you on Sunday if the Lord is willing and the creek don't ride. What the? What a mess. Bye, folks. Oh, I love my shirt. And thank you. What's her name?
I forget.
I'm sorry, I can't remember.
Miss. Thank you, Miss or Ms. or Mrs.
I love this Trump shirt. 47, 45. I couldn't wait to wear it. I just got it yesterday. I put it on. I almost wore it to the meeting last night. What?
AKP.
AKP, thank you. And it's large, so it fit perfectly. I appreciate it. Bye, y'all. Thank you.
The views, information, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name and all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
So, here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer.
I know some people have called in and they wonder if the silent prayer is working. And I just want to take a second and to tell them that it works. You just have to stick with it.
Yeah.
That's the first thing I started doing before I even forgave my parents. And I was so depressed and suicidal at some times that I just would have to stop in the middle of my job or whatever I was doing and go into the silent prayer. And it really does help. Like, I don't have those anymore.
Amazing. You haven't seen anything yet. Doubt every thought. Bring every thought into captivity. Just let them all pass. Don't judge them. You haven't seen anything. It gets better and better and better and easier, easier, easier. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church.
Thank you, JLP.